Rebag, your premier destination for luxury resale. Elevate your style with our curated collection of bags, watches, and fine jewelry. At Rebag, quality is our priority. Each piece meticulously vetted and verified by experts, ensuring your investment is nothing short of perfection. Buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Hermes, Chanel, and Cartier. Access expertly crafted and hard-to-find pieces that redefine luxury. Your next investment awaits at Rebag. Get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. That's 10% off the luxury you deserve. Don't miss out. Head to Rebag.com and enter code REBAG10 at checkout. That's REBAG10.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
This podcast is part of the Planet Broadcasting Network.
Visit planetbroadcasting.com for more podcasts from our great mates.
Welcome back, everybody, to another episode of The Weekly Planet, where we talk movies and comics and TV shows. My name is James, also known as Mr. Sunday. With me, as always, is my co-host, Nick Mason.
I'm here. I'm here on the podcast.
You're in the podcast, Mason. I've been told by Claire to remind everybody that the Australian Podcast Championship Tournament is
I was just wondering about that, actually, on the way
apparently
here.
Apparently happening.
I'm like, did we lose the award yet?
I think it's the voting closes sometime during the week. So if you haven't voted or you would like to vote, I'll link that below and you can vote. And then if we get nominated, apparently we have to go to the awards, Claire told me.
Oh, we have to buy tickets to go to the...
I'm not sure how it works. If we're nominated, we should get them for free, right?
I don't think that's how it works.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah. Oh, speaking of voting...
I'm going to flip over so many trays of food if they even serve anything. Do you reckon they will?
I reckon there might be a buffet.
Yeah, it better be.
Yeah, I love a buffet. Yeah. I tell you what, I love a buffet.
And what were we saying? Speaking
maybe
of
there'll
what?
Be, well, maybe there'll be an omelette bar. Yeah, you've got me going. Nothing better. Oh, imagine. We put on our tuxedos, we go to an omelette bar. Yum, yum, yum.
Omelettes are overrated, mate.
How dare you?
I'm just saying.
What are you putting in an omelette, though?
Probably tomato, mushrooms, maybe a type of cheese. Yeah. I'm not sure. What type of cheese would you put in an omelette?
Four types of cheese.
That's too many types. No. You're messing with too many cheeses. You're messing with too many types of cheese because then it's just a mass of cheese.
Yeah.
You're not getting any one flavor.
Yeah.
You pick like a tasty or a bloody...
I'm getting one flavor. It's called cheese.
You've lost it, mate. Yeah, or no. A string cheese.
I never had it. Anyway, speaking of voting, if you go on the Planet Broadcasting Great Mates Facebook group, our friend Levins has put up a poll. This coming week, somebody from the Planet Broadcasting is going to be doing a live Facebook
chat
Q&A event thing, and you can vote on who you want it to be.
Yes.
If it's me, it's going to be Thursday, 10 a.m. Australian time.
Yes,
which is like 11 p.m. I think in the US,
something like that.
Yeah,
depending on where you are. Uh-huh. Yeah, so that's going to be a live Q&A.
Yeah, with someone.
You.
All signs point to me at this point.
Yes. But if it's not you, it'll be someone else. Great.
Yeah, the next front runner is Jess Perkins, then it's you.
I'm third.
You're third, yeah.
Disappointing.
Yeah.
Yeah. That sounds great.
Then it's a pop filter. Then it's a stack of laptops.
Then it's the dog.
Yep. Yeah. That's right. But anyway, get voting. Maybe we'll tip the scales one way or the other, but that's coming up this week.
Definitely.
We'll announce it on probably Twitter and Facebook before it happens. So.
And if there's somebody you don't want, make sure you vote for somebody else.
Yeah.
That's the rule, right?
That's right.
Good stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Should we do the news?
Yeah, let's do some news.
Deadpool 2 has a new trailer.
Yes.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
I was going to do a breakdown, but then it's not that much in it that I want to talk about in a 10-minute video.
Okay.
But I'm happy to do a little bit here.
Okay, things we now have confirmed. Ricky Baker has fire powers.
He does, but we still don't... We kind of knew that.
Yes.
But
I thought maybe he's just a kid who was surrounded by fire.
It's very possible. But people are saying Sunspot, Pyro. It's probably not Pyro because Pyro can't make
And he already
fire.
Exists.
And he already exists. Yeah, but they recast. And
that's true.
Like there's two versions of Colossus apparently and whatever.
Oh yeah, okay, cool.
So, but anyway, it doesn't matter. But also, there's three versions. If he is Pyro, that'd be three versions of Pyro. Because there's
That's
another
true.
Pyro in part
And I guess there's
one.
Two versions of Emma Frost. because there's an adult one from the 60s, there is two. But there's a teenage one from X-Men Origins Wolverine.
Not to mention two versions of Magneto, Professor X. There's one Wolverine, Mason.
That's true.
Oh, there's little boy Wolverine.
There's Australia's own Hugh Jackman Wolverine, and there's little Lord Fauntleroy Wolverine, fancy frilled cuffs Wolverine.
Right, that's right.
There's the two.
Yeah, and I don't mind telling you which one I preferred, Mason.
Yeah,
the Hugh Jackman one.
Yes,
obviously.
Yeah, very.
I don't mind telling you that.
Big
I'm
tough
taking
man.
A stand.
Australia's own.
Yeah.
Okay, we do know that Cable has come to
kill the boy.
Present day to kill the boy.
Looper style.
Yes.
Your favourite film?
Nope, disagree.
Your second favourite film?
It's not even in my top four films.
Your fifth favourite film?
There we go.
Okay,
correct.
Good.
It's a real winner.
It is, isn't it? I like it. You're not a fan.
I'm not
but,
a fan.
So do you think this is going to be he destroys the world or kicks off the apocalypse in some stupid way and then...
Yes, I think so, yeah.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Or he grows up to be like an apocalypse of some sort.
Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Do you think it might be just something stupid that he triggers?
Oh, right.
Because like, it's a joke. Because it's a joke, Mason. Because it's flipping genres.
Yeah, I think maybe the real villain. I think what's going to happen is the real villain will emerge to be somebody else, I think.
Okay, cool.
I think Cable's going to come back in time and be like, this is the guy I got to kill. Mm. But then it turns out it's actually like an 8-foot tall apocalypse kind of character.
Okay, gotcha.
He's been lurking in the shadows the whole time.
Right,
or just
right.
In broad daylight and nobody's noticed.
Well, there's rumours of the Juggernaut.
There we go.
But is he really a guy who's taken over the future?
No, not really.
He's just running laps.
Just running. If he ran enough laps around the world, though, he could probably crush it all.
Yeah, he'd make a pretty big ditch.
Yeah.
But that's about the extent of it. Also, he's not that fast, is he?
No, he's just kind of regular speed, isn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think if you got him caught in like a hamster ball, that'd be fine. He'd just run
for sure,
forever
yeah.
in it. Uh-huh. It's fine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or a Hot Wheels track, a really big one that just loops around.
Exactly.
How's he going to get out?
He's not fast enough
to scoop over the edge, you know?
Exactly. It's not who he is.
Yeah.
We got some more, X-Force is confirmed, which we sort of already
That's
knew.
True, yeah. Yeah, uh-huh. yeah. Uh-huh. There are some rumors that Deadpool's wearing his X-Force costume in the preview.
I think it's burnt or something.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, uh-huh. But it's definitely, whatever. Either way, it's definitely a nod. Mm. To that happening.
Yeah.
I guess this will kind of indicate what sort of X-Force movie we're going to get.
Is it going to be silly or serious?
Afterwards, or mm-hmm. I'd imagine it'd be quite silly, Mason.
Yeah, I thought it wasn't going to be for some reason.
Well, it depends if he's in it or not. And if
That's
he's in
true.
It, then it'll be silly, I'd imagine.
Very
apparently,
silly.
Ryan Reynolds, this is the first movie he's getting a writing credit on as well.
Ooh.
He apparently was responsible for the line, "Look at my balls." That was him. Did you know that?
Wow.
Yeah, so that's good. But so it was
again. He's just got the whiteboard in his house.
Yeah.
Just says, "Look at my." And there's a question mark, just surrounded by hundreds of different, like every conceivable body part.
Yeah. I need to think about this. Where can I relax in my ball pit? I'll think of something.
Whoa!
But it's I didn't love this trailer because I think people were calling for it because there was no plot in the previous ones.
Uh-huh.
But I didn't think this was as interesting as the last one. Like, I don't mind just seeing flashes of nonsense and bits and pieces, but I don't need like a, and this is the plot and this is what's happening.
I think we got some more interesting fight stuff. I think the fight
stuff
looks very good.
Yeah, I think, you're probably
right. Is Dupinder on X-Force now? Is he in the
zombie
team?
Maybe just the cabbie or...
Okay, right.
He's uh-huh. driving him about.
But imagine him in the X-Men uniform, like flying like an X-Jet or something.
That would be good. Mm-hmm. Do you reckon we see a bit of the X-Mansion.
He's got one of those beaded seat covers.
You need them. Do you reckon they're any good, those? I bet they're no good.
I bet they're no good, yeah.
Look, no. Are they, is this the back or they go all the way down and under?
They'll go all the way down and under,
Why would you want to sit on that?
I don't know.
Sitting on, like, spilt marbles. It's horrible.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Is it for massaging?
I don't know.
Just get a massage chair. Install it in your car. Or a ball
put in. Yeah, put in one of those coin-operated ones.
Yeah, that's it.
Put it in your car. Put
you
it in
ever
your
got one of them? They're no good.
No, never.
Never,
no.
Never any good. But what else? Oh, apparently there was rumors that it was no good and it didn't test very well. But apparently, though, the cinema score was quite good.
There's now new rumors that it is good.
So you can't take any of this stuff seriously because they change stuff and people have different opinions on films.
They sure
and,
do.
You know, some people love and some people hate. So you really don't know until you see it.
Yeah.
Would you say, is that correct?
Now, I would say that's correct. Speaking of, we're not going to talk about it this week, but we did both see Ready Player One.
Boy, did we.
Yeah.
I could hear you rolling your eyes next to me.
Look, it was much as I thought it would be.
Yeah.
I thought it was quite good in a lot of places.
Mm-hmm.
But as the book necessitated, there are some bits that are just, here's some references. And oh boy, they are excruciating.
Yeah. But next week, we'll
talk about it next week.
I've been making a kind of a list of things that I want to talk about.
Because
there's some shit in that movie. I cannot wrap my head around.
Yeah. But a lot of like, and some,
there's some, it's okay. I did a review. I didn't think it was terrible, and I thought it was going to be terrible.
Mm.
Yeah. So that's anyway. We'll save that for next week, Mason.
Yeah. Okay.
But you were scoffing and guffawing all the way.
I wasn't scoffing
through.
Or
yes,
guffawing.
You were.
I was cringing. I was definitely.
You're
cringing.
Normally quite silent in a film. You don't normally do much, but you were quite animated.
Oh, I sunk down in my seat. Look, I won't give too much away, but the dance sequence.
Yeah.
Oh, rough.
Yeah.
Rough for any number of reasons, which we'll elaborate on next week.
I'd love to talk about all that now.
Oh.
Next week.
Oh.
Do you want more Deadpool news?
Could have done with an edit, that movie. It would have been good.
It was very long.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, do you have more Deadpool news?
Yeah, well, there was a animated show that was going to FX.
And I had no idea about this.
Yeah.
Brought to us by Donald Glover.
Glover and Stephen Glover were doing it with Marvel Television. FX will no longer be involved in the project, and everyone's still friends because they still make Legion, but they're all parting ways. So
okay,
whatever.
Speaking of which, Atlanta is back. Are you back on it?
No,
it's like 4 episodes out.
Yeah, I know. Well, I've got the SBS app on my television.
Me
reading,
too.
Hate that app though because it's got
there's ads.
Yeah, and I shouldn't complain because there's ads in my YouTube video.
Yeah, exactly right.
But I think because I'm just not used to them.
Yeah,
but it's a
right.
free app, so what am I?
Exactly,
I can't complain. Is it even a show that's got? It doesn't have built-in commercial breaks, does it?
No, it really doesn't.
Yeah, because they don't really do that anymore, do they? Yeah, but this Deadpool TV show, which was sort of happening. Do you care about that not happening anymore?
Not really. No,
me neither.
No.
Yeah,
I didn't have time to grow to love it really, I had no idea it existed.
And before you knew it, it was already gone.
I've seen one still of how Deadpool was going to look. He looked kind of like the Max.
Okay.
Remember the Max,
like
in that style?
The Max comic.
Yeah, the Max.
Yeah. Was it called The Max?
It's called The Max.
Was it called Marvel Max?
Oh, no. No, The Max.
No? What are you talking about?
M-A-double-X.
Yeah.
He was like
a... Punisher Max and
no,
whatever.
No, this is The Max. He was an Image character.
Oh, okay.
Remember him?
No.
He had a little cartoon for a bit.
M-A-X-X?
Yes. He's purple.
I don't know.
Do this. Believe in yourself. You can do it. You can Google a thing.
Yeah, I'm doing it. It looks nothing like him.
No, but it's the style.
No.
No, I got my...
I mean, I didn't see the Deadpool one, so I don't know.
Okay, right.
I'm not... I'm just saying
you've thrown
no.
me on the bus here based on literally no evidence. Okay,
yeah,
cool.
Yeah. Nice. That's okay, right. though, isn't it?
Good.
Mason, do you love Street Fighter the movie?
The one with Raul Julia?
Yes.
Raul Julia, award-winning actor Raul Julia's
final
role.
Performance, yeah.
Yeah, I do love it.
Do you love Street Fighter, The Legend of Chun-Li?
With the woman from Smallville. Yes.
And the other guy from
Chris
Band of Brothers. And yeah.
The guy from American Pie.
American Pie.
Yes.
No, yeah, but also got the guy from Band of Brothers and he's one of the...
Dum Dum Dugan.
Dum Dum Dugan.
Yeah, yeah, okay. Yes, I love it. I love them both.
Well,
I'm
good.
Just going to say I love everything in this episode.
I thought the second one was very boring. Like, yeah. I know the first one's objectively not good.
Yes.
But at least it's doing something, you know?
I guess.
The second one was just, what if Batman Begins but Chun-Li, but not good?
Great.
Is that what that was?
Yes.
Yeah. And there's the famous Chris Klein role line, he's a ghost, he walks
through the raindrops.
Or
yeah.
Something.
Mm,
yeah.
Yeah.
You should watch that.
Do you think they were going to do, if The Legend of Chun-Li were a roaring success, they were going to do every character?
Because I'm sure they were also looking at like...
The Legend of Dan. Yeah. How he got his pink gi.
Yeah,
now exactly. He dropped out of karate school or whatever it was.
That's it. Because I think they were going to do like the same way that they probably looked at X-Men and like, well, X-Men are doing X-Men Origins Wolverine. And then they were going to do Magneto and whatever. I think that's what they were thinking.
They were going to do Blanka.
They were going to
do Dalsim.
The Sim. Yeah. Mm. That's all very good. No, it's not. But the Street Fighter TV series that they're making will be based on... as a TV series.
Oh, okay, good.
Based on the World Warriors story arc from Street Fighter 2 and will center on the characters Ryu, Ken, Guile, and Chun-Li. Together they fight to take down M. Bison, the evil mastermind who runs Shadaloo.
Story arc is very generous there.
Fly to China and fight in the street.
Correct. That is literally it.
Fly to an army base, fight in the army base. In front
fly
of
to Japan.
In front of a jet. Yeah.
I've been to Japan.
To a bathhouse.
A number of occasions. And I
A number?
Several times. And I have enjoyed the culture and it was an amazing place to go to and great people and everything like that. But when somebody says the word Japan, the first and only thing I think of is in Street Fighter 2 when you go there and the announcer goes, Japan! That's it. Everything else is gone.
Are you excited for this?
Is it live action? Who's it?
I guess so.
What channel is it on?
I think it's like a Hulu thing or something.
Okay, then no. I'm not excited.
No, it might not be. I'm going to double check that. Do you really want to know?
Yeah, kind of.
All right, fine.
Like Netflix, I guess.
No, I don't think it's Netflix.
E1. No idea.
Entertainment One?
Cannot be good.
No, I'm familiar with them. I just don't know what else
like
they've
HBO
done.
Like HBO would be great.
Yeah, it's not them.
Netflix would work.
Hasn't there been some good anime stuff?
Yeah.
I haven't seen any of it, but that's my understanding.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because people love this lore and these characters and whatever, and there's been some great stuff done with it. How many versions of Street Fighter 2 are there? Like 1,600?
Yes.
So many. Mm-hmm. Why did they take so long? Is Street Fighter...
What do you mean?
To make 3. They just Turbo
people
Edition
loved,
and Ultra.
Well, 2 was so balanced, I think, that people really dug it. And they didn't want to be like, here's a new engine. And people would be like, I can't kick as good.
It wouldn't need to be a new engine, though. Especially in that era, because it came out in like 1991 or whatever it was.
But people would be like, he changed his hat and now he's not as good as a character.
That's what they did in the Ultimate Edition and whatever. Didn't they change it and there was different varieties of
They changed
characters
the hats,
and,
yes.
Yeah.
Correct. Mm.
And if you played as Blanka, if there was 2 Blankas, one of them would be a blue Blanka.
One was a blue Blanka.
Did you prefer to be a blue Blanka?
No, green Blanka.
Traditional, I like
traditional,
it.
Traditional, yeah. I'm a Street Fighter purist.
Sure.
Insofar as I'm very bad at it and I'm easily beaten by 10-year-old children at an arcade.
Have you ever been to, like, say, Box Hill, where they have, like, the proper arcade places?
Uh-huh.
And there's a guy who, like, sits on the Street Fighter cabinet all day. And so you play.
I mean, not for like 15 years.
Yeah,
but I see where you're going.
This is what I'm talking about. And then you sit down, and in the first round, he kind of just beats you to kind of see what you can do.
Oh.
And in the second round, it's like over in like 10 seconds.
Well, I'm glad he's found his passion.
Yeah, he's still there.
Well, he is. He's still in that original dollar.
Yeah.
Inflation has caught up. So now, like, playing an arcade costs like $4 a play now, but he's still there. He put
not
in
him.
50 cents 15
money.
Years ago, and he's still beating opponents.
Yeah, I can't stand those people who do that. Like, you just ruined kids' fun, you prick. All right, what else? Speaking of ruining kids' fun, Cobra Kai has a new trailer.
Oh, yeah, I saw that.
I think it looks really good.
It looks like a funny
I'm
or
I'm saying
die-
it will be good,
I
Mason.
Know. I'm saying it looks like a funny or die sketch that doesn't have any jokes in
yes.
it.
Yes, yes. You mean like the way it's shot?
Yeah, it's the
like,
way it's
and
shot.
And the fact that they've got these guys back. And
yes,
really,
exactly, yeah.
Like, one of them was in How I Met Your Mother. Actually, I think they both were. Yeah. It's a YouTube Red series, which
yes.
might mean I actually get YouTube Red, because it's always just like, what if Logan Paul was at a high school that was haunted or whatever? That's what the shows are. Or
is
what
that if, a scripted show?
Yeah,
or?
Something like that. I don't
wow.
know. Or if it's like, what if pranks, but PewDiePie is doing the pranks or whatever. You know what
sounds
I mean?
Pretty good.
Yeah, good pranks. But
I like how they're all hypothetical scenarios
I don't
on YouTube
think
Red.
They're hypothetical.
What if Karate Kid, but it's still happening? Yes.
Sure.
It's got the slogan is YouTube Red, I guess.
Yeah. But YouTube, like, crazy views, like, in terms of the like people who watch it.
Yeah, right.
A lot of kids. For every kid that I know, Mason, mm-hmm. in my life.
Yes.
Like TV Pete, his daughter.
Uh-huh.
Like my nephews. They don't watch TV. They just watch YouTube.
Yeah, right.
They just watch their favorite YouTube.
Well,
YouTube
would
do something
would...
cool until they do something racist.
Exactly. Why would you wait on. Around for content when you
yeah.
can just... You know,
because when we were kids, like if I wanted to see a video
here
game,
here we go.
No, I'm not complaining. I think what I'm saying is it's better now and it should
oh,
be
yeah.
this way.
Yes.
Mason, there was like no video game shows in Australia. There was The Zone on Channel 9 on like Saturday morning at 8:30
uh-huh,
and
yeah.
it went for half an hour and it was mostly just guys doing skits and then they'd show you like a minute of a review.
Yeah, right.
And that was it. That yeah. was all there was. But now you can go and watch somebody play any game the entire way through. Like, imagine living in that world. I mean,
we do.
Imagine being a kid doing that.
Yes, right.
Incredible.
Yeah.
Incredible times, life and times. And also, you know if a video game's crap or not.
That's very
you
true.
You never
yeah.
knew then.
Yeah, yeah.
Because all the, like, Nintendo Power or whatever, a lot of the ones, we had NMS magazine system or whatever
yeah,
it was
right,
called
uh-huh.
here. Everything, most things get a really good review.
Yes.
You don't, because they're, you know, they're Nintendo-owned.
It's a marketing
thing. Yeah,
thing, yeah.
exactly. So
yeah.
you can't trust anybody,
exactly.
Mason.
I held in my heart so many games that I never got to play as a kid.
Yeah.
And then...
Clay Fighter.
Exactly. And as an adult, I'm like, oh, I can play these all on the internet for free. And I'm like, oh, that was a waste
yeah.
of my hopes and dreams.
I remember I finally, like 20 years after it came out, got to play Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles Tournament Fighters, which is
oof.
Just, and it's just a reskinned... like Street Fighter
yeah,
like
right.
it's fine but I'm uh-huh. like oh man that's 20 years, huh?
Yeah.
That's been on my mind. And
you're right.
There you go. Anyway, Cobra Kai.
Yes.
Ralph Macchio's maybe sort of the bad guy.
That's interesting. That's yeah. Kinda, yeah, that's kind of
like
cool.
That. Uh-huh. Yeah. So he's like a slick karate-based car salesman.
So basically, what's the new guy? What's the bad guy from the original Bond?
William Zabka. Yeah.
Is that the actor's name or the character's name?
No, Johnny.
Okay, so Johnny has...
Sweep the leg, Johnny.
He's spent the prior 30 years
yeah.
just wasting his life away, and he's decided now to bring back the Cobra Kai dojo
yeah.
to teach a generation of nerds. Some downtrodden kids how to defend themselves and rise up and whatever. So he's Mr. Miyagi now.
Essentially, yeah.
And Ralph Macchio is...
He's trying to shut down the
yeah, okay.
Mr. Miyagi studio yeah. or whatever, yeah. But because he probably thinks he's teaching evil karate
probably
or whatever.
Probably thinks he's teaching evil karate.
But I don't know if he is.
He seems to be teaching regular karate.
Yeah, I mean, aggressive, sure.
Yeah.
But he's the one who beats up the kids in that, which I liked how he kicks a kid in the head and then he's like, ah, like he's like my foot, because he's, you know, he's 50.
Yeah, right.
You can't just kick a kid in the head.
He's got some good moves for a guy who's very old.
He's been keeping up with it, no doubt. He looks like he's been keeping it up more than Macchio has.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
So is William Zabka an actual karate guy?
I don't know.
Or is he stage karate guy?
He's probably stage karate.
Yeah.
But I think they'll probably work into this that like kids don't even like karate anymore. They like MMA.
They like MMA, exactly.
But this will be like, well, karate's about discipline and yeah, whatever. Yeah.
Who said karate's the Dane Cook of martial arts? Oh, Archer did. Did he? Yeah.
Archer the
cartoon character. Yes, correct.
Well, that was all the rage, though, wasn't it? I'm sure it was boxing with Rocky, and then every kid wanted to know karate,
yes.
And then every kid wanted to be a ninja after the Ninja Turtles.
That's right.
Yeah.
And then ninjas for a minute were like the ultimate elite fighting force.
That's true.
And then now they're just cannon fodder.
Yes.
So, and I kind of feel like MMA people are becoming cannon fodder in movies now as
right,
well.
Right, right.
Like,
well, it was parkour guys.
It was parkour guys, and I think now it's MMA guys, and just John Wick is just headshotting them
yeah,
all.
Right, yeah.
And I think after that, like... John Wick guys are going to be the next cannon fodder.
So who'd be...
Pirates.
Yeah, so pirates beat up a John Wick guy.
Exactly, yeah.
Okay.
No, it can't be pirates because we're done with pirates.
Yeah.
What's the new thing, I wonder?
What is the new thing? Have we had sexy vampires yet?
Yes, we've had sexy vampires. It was. I mean, I guess it was going to be creatures from the Black Lagoon.
It was, but no. Was
no, wait,
it,
no, it can be, though, because sexy fish monsters.
That's true.
Water. Okay, maybe.
So, sexy fish monsters beating up John Wick
is okay. The next one, yes.
Okay, great. Is William Zabka a real karate guy?
I'm looking. It says martial artist in his Wikipedia
okay.
thing. That's
yeah.
Actor, screenwriter, martial artist. So,
great, there you go.
Yeah, okay. Well, he's 52. So
well, a guy who's 52 who can kick that high
yes.
is clearly keeping up with it, because I can't get my leg above my knee.
No, exactly.
So.
He had no previous martial arts experience at the time of The Karate Kid, but was an accomplished wrestler.
I don't doubt it.
Then, after he did the film, it inspired him to learn the martial art of Tang Soo Do,
okay.
earned a black belt. I think we've spoken about Tang Soo Do before.
We've spoken about Shang Tsung.
Yeah, for sure. That's what it is. Ah, no, it's a Korean martial art.
Okay.
Yeah. There you go. It's got karate in it.
Wait, which Korea?
Both Koreas.
On the border.
Yeah, it's just says Korea. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It's only legal on the border.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Excellent.
But you can just go nuts.
Yeah. But no, I think I like that he goes into Ralph Macchio's car dealership and he's like, hey, this is the guy that I kicked in the face
yeah,
or whatever
right?
30 years ago.
Uh-huh.
Like, that's embarrassing for both of them.
It really is.
You know what I mean?
It'll be interesting to see which of them is more stuck in the past, because it seems like it's
Macchio,
right?
Yeah, I think
yeah.
so. Yeah.
Mm.
But yeah, I don't know.
It did kind of feel like, again, like I said, like the Funny or Die sketch where he's like karate kicking all these low prices.
Yeah,
know?
Right, yeah.
Mm.
It also could be, that could be a real ad as well.
Oh yeah, for sure, I mean? Yeah.
yeah. Mm-hmm. Anyway, we better move it along, Mason.
Yeah, but I'm kind of looking forward to
Me
it as
too.
Well.
May 20. Also, if you want to see two guys play a really bad Karate Kid game.
Oh, we did that.
We did that for Karate Kid.
God, that's one of the worst ones.
It's so...
Is that coming out this week?
It's out.
Oh, it's out.
We can go check that out.
Yeah,
so
it's bad.
It's very bad. Yeah.
You think it encompasses all the Karate Kid movies, I think.
At
the
least one
three.
And two.
Yeah, okay,
I don't
right.
know if it gets... We didn't get... We saw most of it, though. I think we
what
only
if,
didn't see one level.
What if we get to the... What if you get to the end of that game and there's like an ad for the next Karate Kid? Like there was an Easter egg hidden in there. And it's like the Karate Kid, but a girl.
I'd prefer it to be your Daniel LaRusso and your kicking... Low prices. So
yeah,
the,
for
the
sure.
fourth level is just.
Oh,
the...
what if that was it? What if it was a.
Nobody's ever got there.
There was an Easter egg for the YouTube Red video. There's blueprints for YouTube in there.
Oh, good stuff. Mm. Tom Hardy has shot down the Venom rumors that the Venom suit is hardly in the movie. There was a leaked plot outline, which I didn't really look at. But from what I heard somebody else say briefly,
yes,
was that there's not a lot of Venom suit. And at the end, he wears it for like 5 minutes.
Yeah, I've also heard that.
So it's all tendrils and flipping cars and...
Sounds bad.
Sounds bad.
That sounds like a throwback to old superhero movies.
Yes.
Where they get the costume right at the end. I don't care for it. Put them in the costume. We've seen Origins before.
At least Spawn had the costume for most of the movie Spawn.
Yeah.
You could at least do what Spawn did.
But he didn't have the cape for most of the movie Spawn, which is the best part of Spawn.
Not in that movie, it wasn't. That was not
No, the best part of that movie was West Wing president.
Michael Sheen
going, yeah. We're killing you! What happened to you?
Jet black hair and a goatee.
Yeah, that's nice. How he rocked yeah, it. That was yeah. pretty good.
Okay, what do you think he was trying to do? A Charlie Sheen? Like that was Charlie Sheen's look at that same
yeah,
time,
I guess
wasn't
so,
it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm. Anyway, Tom Hardy has said this on Instagram. Just saying, Venom suit myths are usually asinine. Circulate about things, usually by those who have failed to garner credible intel.
Ooh, intel, so, like an army man.
We might have a hot scoop here though, Mason.
Oh, yes.
I've delved into the weeklyplanetpod@gmail.com, which I know is your domain, so I apologize.
I've never, yep. You stay out, all right?
This is from Tom, and then he says...
Wait, Tom who? Tom H.
Holland.
Tom H. Yeah. From Hollywood, California?
Correct.
Wow.
It's just one of his old raps from MySpace.
Oh, nice.
Have you seen those?
No, but they sound good.
Yeah. First off, all of the grains of salt here. Also, I haven't seen his raps either. I'm not even sure that's a thing.
There's definitely some very old photos of him that are, he's very...
Yeah.
Very fashionable for the time.
Weren't we all, though?
Yeah.
So, by the way, this is... I don't know whether this is true, and also the person sending this doesn't know
whether
this is true.
Why would Tom Hardy lie? Unless it's Tom Holland, also from Hollywood.
Correct. We don't know. Mm-hmm. But it says, hot scoop. So I heard from a friend of a friend who did, it says their job, but I'm going to say something for the job in case there's only one person doing this thing.
Cat Wrangler
on the Venom movie, and is a huge nerd like the rest of us, that the Venom movie is going to be truer to the comics than any other comic book movie to date.
Ooh.
I don't know. The trailer still looks like Michael Bay's remake of The Exorcist to me. So that's interesting. It's lower budgeted than a lot of other comic book movies. So it wouldn't surprise me if it's only the Venom suit at the end.
Ugh.
Depends what else we see. If we see like the tactical Venom suit during it.
That would be good.
I'd be okay with that.
Yeah. Like,
I don't know. Let's not pass judgment just yet, Mason.
As long as it's not 90 minutes of him in the hospital bed thrashing about.
Yeah.
I'll accept anything above that, I guess.
You don't think he could pull that off?
No, he probably could.
Remember in Dunkirk, he wore a mask for most of it, and then at the end, he just got out of his plane?
Yeah, I remember
People loved
that.
It, Mason.
Yeah, that was good.
So what are you saying, that he can't do it?
No, he could probably do it.
He's got a rap that also says otherwise. Yeah. That puts you to shame, Mason.
Oh, what?
Yeah. What else we got here? Cloak and Dagger has a trailer.
I watched
this
it.
This is good, but I didn't... There wasn't much about this that I really loved.
No.
Looked okay, I guess.
I guess.
So it's in New Orleans. Is the comic in New Orleans?
I don't know.
Okay. The Divine Pairing. So are these kind of two chosen people who have the powers of Cloak and or Dagger? Do you remember the comic?
In the comics, their secret origin is drugs.
Cool.
So
okay.
I don't know what the new origin is now. I mean, I haven't read anything with Cloak and Dagger in it since the 90s, I do not know.
So is this the same characters from the 90s?
I think so, yes.
So one can throw crystals and the other one can be
a shadow.
Light knives, sorry.
Yes.
And the other one's a shadow man.
Doesn't seem to have a cloak, though, does he?
Or a dagger. Well, she has a dagger.
She has the daggers, yes.
Yeah, no, I'm not. But I've heard this is good. Like, from people who have seen it said this is really good.
Okay.
So.
But good on what scale?
Good like question.
Is it a good heartfelt drama that makes you feel? Or is it good because they're shooting out sweet light knives and teleporting through shadows and stuff and it's real fun?
Yeah, okay.
It doesn't look fun, does it?
No, it doesn't look fun. Not everything has to be fun, Mason.
I think it does.
Okay, you're right. Everything has to be fun and this gets a big thumbs down from both of us.
Ba-bum!
Nah, we'll see. We'll see, won't we?
Yes.
Speaking of fun...
I think it's going to need to be very... The first episode's going to need to be very well received for me to jump on this, I think.
Yeah, right, okay.
Yeah.
Fair enough. Yeah. And there's so many shows.
I think if
now.
They say grim, I'm not on board.
What if they say fun?
If they say, what did you say they were? What mystical characters are they?
They're divine pairing.
Okay, well if they say the divine pairing are the new killers of John Wick, like if they're
okay,
they're gonna if that's the new
Do you think a light knife could take down a John Wick?
Yes.
What if the light knife had killed his dog?
Good question.
Could John Wick kill a shadow man?
We'd find a way, I think, yeah.
Yeah, he probably would.
Yeah, probably with some MMA.
No
and
doubt.
A headshot.
Does he do MMA?
Yeah. Yeah, there's some grappling.
I thought he was more of a Krav Maga kind of guy. You know, elbows and knees. And
no, I get it. Yeah, no,
close combat, because you don't see him on the ground much, do you? I've only seen the first one.
He's on the ground a fair bit.
A little bit, but he's more up and about.
He's mostly getting people on the ground and then shooting them in the head.
That's true.
There's so many headshots in those movies.
You'll break your wrist and flip someone and then shoot him
in the head.
Point
there's
blank.
So many shots in the head. Yeah.
I should watch the second one, right?
It's pretty good, yeah.
Yeah, okay, I'll get into it. Tessa Thompson has joined Chris Evans in the Men in Black reboot.
That's right.
You speculated, you said Ruffalo would be a good fit.
Close enough.
Sure. Both in a movie together.
I mean, physically, they've been close
enough.
They've
been close enough, which is good enough.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think about this pairing?
That's fun.
I thought they were fun in the other one that we saw.
Thor, Ragnarok.
Yes. Uh-huh. I think this is smart.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Taika Waititi also would have worked.
He would have worked. Yeah, absolutely would have.
So Jeff Goldblum would have worked.
Yeah, definitely.
Put any of those people together.
Give Jeff Goldblum the Rip Torn role. Make Taika Waititi an alien. You're done, mate. Mm-hmm, that's your movie.
Yeah.
Like, it can just be Taika Waititi and he's got an alien under his face or whatever.
Yeah, for sure.
You know what I mean? Like, they did in that first one.
Yeah, okay.
I think they're going for more 21 Jump Street, Ghostbusters reboot kind
of definitely,
thing
yeah.
from this. Mm. And it's Sony as well, which I think they did all of those. So this could actually work.
Yeah, I mean, they had good chemistry in Thor, so do it again.
Do you think it's going to be an origin where one meets the other and it's like, Chris Hemsworth, I need you to be a man in black. And he's like, I'm just an NYC street cop. And she's like, the world's bigger than just busting drugs, you fucking idiot. And he's like, all right.
All right, I guess so.
I'll learn.
Give me my tiny little gun.
Tiny little gun, yeah. Do you think it's going to be like that?
I don't know if I want another origin.
I want established women doing this for a little bit.
Maybe we have another character who's the point of view character.
Do you think Sony have learned their lessons about reboots? Like, people know what the Men in Black is now. You don't need to do the Will Smith as the new recruit kind of thing again. I think you could just be like, this is the Men in Black.
I don't know. Where are they going to go with this, though? Because conspiracy theories used to be fun. And I think they're not fun anymore.
It's not fun because people believe them.
not fun because they used to be like, hey, there's a hangar in Area 51 and it's filled with aliens and spacecraft or whatever.
Yeah.
And now it's like, murdered children are just actors, you know?
Yeah.
They're not as much fun.
That's not as much fun. So you don't want to see that movie?
No.
Okay, fair enough. Yeah. I thought you were going to be like, and the ET cartridges were really there and that was the last mystery or whatever.
Oh, I see. No, okay, right.
But you went grim.
Maybe, yeah, I really did.
How are people saying that, though?
I don't know.
That's
let's not talk about it.
Right? That's let's talk about something not as depressing, but still a little bit depressing, depending on your perspective.
I'm ready.
That was a pretty shitty segue. But,
you did the best you could under the circumstances.
I did, didn't I? There's Justice League Mortal concept art of surface.
Oh, yeah.
Have you seen this?
I have seen some of it.
Double check.
I saw mostly some Superman stuff.
Yeah. You should look it up, the actual Justice League team, and look at the Batman.
Nice. I will.
The Batman suit, which is not very good.
I would say the Superman one isn't very good either.
I don't actually mind the design, but I don't like the person who's in the suit.
Right.
I don't think it works.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, like, cuz I actually don't mind that actual Superman suit design. I think it's okay, but no, there's some stuff in that which is... Oh, they got rid of the trunks
The trunks are gone. The trunks are back also in the comic books.
They are. I told you, Mason.
For Action Comics 1000, he's got the trunks back.
Looking at this, I think Wonder Woman looks good.
Yep.
I don't mind that Aquaman at all. I quite like that. This is also quite pixelated. The Green Lantern's kind of as good as you can do with a physical suit, I guess.
Yeah. But Batman is very scrawny.
Yeah, and
it feels scrawny.
It looks like a balaclava with a helmet on it.
Yeah.
If you've seen a close-up one, and it looks kind of medieval. I don't like it. It looks more...
Yeah, it looks like it looks like a sort of a Batman Elseworlds of sort. It looks like a Gotham by Gaslight kind of situation.
People are saying this is garbage.
Uh-huh.
But it's not that bad.
No.
What do you think of the Martian Manhunter?
I'm looking right now.
Look at those muscles, mate.
He's taken a knee.
He's taken a knee.
I like it.
That's the guy who played Morton Joe.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Yeah, so there you bloody go, mate.
Mm-hmm.
So that's interesting. But
I don't know. What I think maybe is getting me about this is the lack of textures. I never thought
that... See, if you look at... Yeah. See, if you look at this, yeah, that's right. With this Superman suit, he looks like Superboy because it's, yeah. Look at this one, because it's just like...
Yeah, right.
You're right. There's no textures. And you also kind of need the jocks to break it up a bit.
You do need the jocks. You know what it's true, yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah. Wonder Woman looks quite similar to the
Yeah, we've seen images of, that's already been leaked before.
Yeah, right.
Previously, but... Mm. But yeah.
Is Batman wearing a sort of power suit?
Might be. I think
it looks like it's mechanized a little
bit. I remember hearing years ago, Armie Hammer said in an interview. Also, we didn't know for ages whether this was... There was talk that it was going to be the motion capture.
Oh, right.
There was rumors of that, of which obviously weren't true. Because George Miller wasn't really making live action films at this time. He was making...
Happy Feet.
But they obviously didn't go with that. But I remember Armie Hammer saying it's got like gears and levers and pulleys.
Oh, it's steampunk.
Yeah, kind of.
Terrific.
Yeah, here's a closer one if you want to see this one.
Yeah.
Of the suit. Hang on, I'll bring it up.
Terrific. And then I can look at it from the other side of the room. I don't know
whether you'll be able to see it properly, but it's got like chainmail pants.
Yeah,
Batman,
right.
Batman.
Uh-huh. Yeah. And see, with a chainmail crotch.
Yeah. And see how it's got like a, it's almost like a chainmail or balaclava hood with the helmet that like slips over the top.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know if I like it very much.
I don't like
it's
it
It's a
either.
Bit Gotham by Gaslight.
Yeah. But, I literally just said that.
Did you?
Yes.
Oh, well, I wasn't listening, Mason.
You can edit out one of them.
No, I won't.
Okay.
I'll edit out yours.
That's what I thought.
I'll edit out yours.
I left the option open. And then you edit out the part where I said, I just said that. And just put in a part, just put in, tell you what, I'll give you a clean, oh yeah. Good observation, James.
I thought you
James.
Said Elseworlds. You said that
I said
as well,
Elseworlds
though.
And
okay,
yeah.
Cool. All right, I apologize.
Good observation, James.
Hey, look, I'm happy to be here. Mm-hmm. Just happy to be talking movies, you know?
Yeah, no, it's real good.
Anything else on this?
Nah.
Probably get some... I think there's someone's planning a documentary on it, but they're waiting for the rights to be cleared
okay.
for it.
But, have you seen... I have yet to see the death of... What's it called?
Death of Superman Lives, What Happens?
Yes.
It's good.
Okay.
Yeah, it's worth checking out. All right. You can... It's still available for purchase and streaming and whatnot. So, okay. Yeah, no, it's definitely worth checking out. That the guy who made that, John Schnepp, got permission from DC and whatever. I'm presuming they're a bit reluctant on this because that death of Superman's gone. Like, that's like 20 years old. I would imagine some of this they still might be interested
in.
Oh,
you think there might be some concepts in this script or in this,
yeah, that might
in this artwork?
I mean, we've seen the script, but I don't know. I don't know. Might be wrong. Mm. Script, we've talked about it before.
But, I mean, we see...
Batman kills Maxwell Lord or whatever at the end, played by Jay Baruchel.
Oh, there you go. Yeah. Mm. But we see, like, when they're making one of these movies, when they're making a current movie, we see all the concept art anyway.
Yeah.
So, like, even if we see some stuff from years ago, it's not going to be that surprising, you know?
No, you're right. So just release it?
Just release it, I say.
Just let us bloody have it?
That's right.
For free?
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
I agree.
Mm-hmm. People worked hard on that, I assume.
What's very strange about this is, well, first of all, it got cancelled like a week before they started filming. They were ready.
Uh-huh.
And then, but it was also around this time, and I remember thinking this was weird. It was around the time, like, The Dark Knight had just happened.
Yes.
And they were like, there's going to be another Batman and a Justice League. This would be a completely different...
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, I remember. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah.
And I remember hearing Armie Hammer, and he was like 22. I remember thinking, what the fuck?
I remember,
what are they
doing? Again, but, number one, the mystery was, is he somehow related to Arm & Hammer, the baking soda company? And I think he is.
Right.
And secondly, we're like, who is this guy? We've never heard of him.
Yeah.
He's too young, yeah. But I mean, he's since been in stuff. And I'm like, it would totally be a great Batman. Yeah.
But maybe he wouldn't have been at 22 or whatever. He might have been a bit older than that then. Uh-huh. But now I don't think he wants to do it now. Mm-hmm. But he'd be a great Bruce Wayne Batman. But we'll see, Mason.
Yeah, who wants to be in it? These days, he wants to be Batman.
Yeah.
I mean, there's got to be people,
even
but at the,
guy
the same
who
time,
is Batman doesn't want to be Batman anymore.
What he wants to do is he wants to get enormous Phoenix back tattoos.
Oh, people wanted us to talk about that.
Is that real?
So that's real?
Well, this is literally the first. This is the first I've seen of it.
Yeah,
this
week. I haven't seen it before either. Yeah,
but apparently it's been cited before.
Yeah,
and he said no, it's for a movie.
For a role.
But he's been to the beach and it's still there. So unless it's one of those, because I remember for Breaking Bad, what's his name? Paul
Jesse Plemons.
Jesse Pinkman. What's the guy's name?
Jason Isaacs.
No,
Paul Aaron.
Aaron Paul.
Yes.
Like he got they gave him like because he had like hand tattoos and stuff.
Yeah.
They gave him like a series of tattoos that last for I don't know like a month or more.
Yeah.
Like they go on so they don't have to keep redoing them.
Yeah, right.
And then they fade eventually.
Yeah.
So maybe he's still in that region where
it doesn't look very faded.
No.
And it also doesn't look like he's had a problem with alcohol, but that's not a, you accidentally get that tattoo. Like, that's a design and multiple sessions of multiple hours.
What if you're really
Yeah, you'd have to be drunk for a long period of time.
What if you're continuously getting drunk
in
the tattoo
parlor? Yeah, then I guess that's what it is.
Correct.
Why, though?
Mm-hmm.
Why would you... That's weird, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They must have CGI'd it out for Batman v Superman if he didn't have it then.
Yeah, right.
If he did have it then, sorry. I don't know.
I'm gonna Google it again just quickly, just so we're not
cray.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
Ben Affleck. Back. Dumb tattoo. Here we go.
Yeah, so there was a while back where he's in like a... Liv Minardi had it.
This is page6.com. Even Matt Damon couldn't save Ben Affleck from bad tattoo.
What?
What
does that even mean?
This was on The Daily Show.
So Matt Damon did have a say in it.
Yeah.
Wasn't just... Why didn't Matt Damon intervene? They weren't like, why didn't Matt Damon intervene? Yeah, he actually had things to say.
Trevor Noah asked Matt Damon whether his friendship with Affleck is over in light of the back tattoo.
Yeah.
And he's like, it's not one man's job to tell another man what he can do to his back. That is so true.
That's true.
Yeah.
It's also shoulder. It goes up over his shoulders.
Yeah, right.
This is insane. As far as tattoos go, it's not,
it's not terrible. It's a nightmare.
Yeah, but it's not the worst tattoo I've ever seen. I just don't know why he would do this.
Uh-huh.
Anyway.
Jennifer Garner said, you know what we would say in my hometown about that? Bless his heart.
That's nice.
Yeah.
She's a delight.
A phoenix rising from the ashes. Am I the ashes in this scenario? I take umbrage. I refuse to be the ashes. So.
Oh, that's what she said?
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah. Jennifer Lopez says it's awful.
Yeah, well.
I think Jennifer Lopez is the
ashes.
I think so, because that was his low point, Gigli.
Yeah.
Right? And he was in the Jenny from the Block video clip.
Yeah, absolutely.
I reckon that's it. And then he's taken some time to think about it, and now he's like...
Remember how he was dressing at that time?
Yeah, so smooth. He was so slick back then.
He looked like...
I remember all his suits were so shiny.
Yeah.
Borrowed
Shaggy's clothes or something.
Oh, he probably had diamond bracelets on.
Yeah.
Good stuff.
What an era.
Yeah.
There's a new Avengers TV spot. There's a few clips and bits and pieces in it. Nothing too spectacular.
Yeah.
Anything to say?
I didn't watch them because I was concerned that there's a Vision one, which is apparently reveals a little bit too much.
Yeah, we'll see it in a month.
Also revealing too much. A lot of toy listings.
Yeah.
The one in particular has revealed who's in the Hulkbuster suit.
Yep.
Don't Google it if you don't want to know.
There's some Spider-Man stuff in there.
Yep.
There's a bunch of stuff that...
Don't. Why is Marvel not locking down these toy companies? Sales, right?
Ready before it comes out.
Yeah, right.
And all the websites and companies and whatever need to have this stuff ready to print and put on their websites.
Lock it down.
All right, I will.
Yeah, good.
Yeah. But here's something interesting.
Yes.
Chris Evans says he's going to say goodbye to Captain America after Avengers 4.
Mm.
His exact quote was,
I'm out of here, suckers. Yeah.
You want to get off the train before they push. Is what he said.
Is he referring to his role in
Snowpiercer? It's a Snowpiercer metaphor, yes.
Yeah, for sure, correct.
He did get off that train also, didn't
That's
he?
That's right.
Yeah. But I think I'm not surprised by this. He signed on for like 14 films in 2000. And, well, it came out in 2011. But But before Captain America, the first one came out. And it's probably about time for, maybe not necessarily go away forever, but I can understand why he'd want to give it a rest.
That is fascinating that they signed him on for so many movies so early on.
And that's why he was reluctant to do it, because he... was like, well, I did Fantastic Four and, you know, I'm not
it
really.
Sucked.
Yeah. And what was weird about it, though, was he wasn't really on the up and up at that point in terms of roles.
Yeah.
But he was still like, I don't really want to do this and kind of this level of fame and commitment. If it goes well, you know, I'm stuck in it. If it goes badly, I look like an idiot.
Yes, for sure.
You know, so... Mm-hmm. Regardless, it didn't seem too...
And maybe it would have been like a Roger Corman situation where they keep making him make the movies.
Yes.
And they're not getting released. But he's on his 14th Captain America movie. It's like, what are you? No.
Yes. I thought this would be a good opportunity, though, to talk about who could continue the role after he's gone. I've talked about this before.
Uh-huh.
There's a few, like... people that are set up in the universe that could take it
and
over.
In the comic books, it's been given to the Falcon.
Yes.
I think in this particular movie universe, I think it is 100% going to Bucky.
Yeah? What do you think that?
He's pretty cool.
That's a really good point. I didn't even think about that.
That's right, yeah.
I feel like Falcon at this point is still kind of his own.
He can probably put like a little adapter on his arm.
Yeah.
Like a magnet on his arm.
Yeah, right. Uh-huh. Yeah, I feel like Falcon's still kind of got his own thing going on. Yeah. While Bucky's story of being who he is kind of, it's not winding down, but it needs to kind of shift.
Yeah, I think so.
In some direction. Uh-huh. And we're going to get a non-brainwashed Bucky in,
yes,
in Infinity War, but I think you might be right. I think that doesn't necessarily mean that then it goes to Anthony Mackie and then whatever.
Yeah, right. But, and in the comic books, Bucky has also been like a Earth's sole cosmic defender briefly. He did that for a while. But I think that's too cosmic for the direction the character is going in the movies.
Well,
I
for
think.
Now at least.
Yeah, for sure.
Uh-huh. Depending what they do.
Yeah.
We've got some details though in terms of who's got what left.
Yeah, right.
How many films left.
Yeah.
Anthony Mackie has stated that he's got like, he signed up for like 50.
Yeah.
I think he's exaggerating.
For anybody, I think at this point also, given that Infinity War is so close,
yeah,
any of these things I think are often can be a spoiler.
Yeah, right.
So if you don't want to know anything more about Infinity War, maybe don't listen to this bit.
Okay.
Because if we're like, this person has zero movies left,
yeah,
then they're potentially could die.
But that being said, like everybody knows that Robert Downey Jr. is wrapping up, yep, but he's done extra stuff.
That's true.
He's come back for, he got paid $50 million for Homecoming or whatever he did. Yeah. Maybe it wasn't that, but it was a lot. Yeah. So, yeah, Anthony Mackie says he's got like 50, which means...
Also, again, given that it's a comic book movie, even if you die, you can come back as a clone or a villain or a hologram or a flashback or whatever. So,
exactly.
You know.
So they obviously signed, I think they also signed these guys on for longer, for a bit of wiggle room. So who do the audiences respond to and whatever?
Yeah, for sure.
Also with, what's his name? The other guy. Sebastian Stan.
Yes.
He did a 9-film contract.
Yep.
He's done 3 already. There'll be 5 if he, with the 2 Avengers films. And if, spoiler alert for Black Panther, if they count that his cameo at the end, that'll be 6. But I don't think that would count because Chris Evans is in Thor the Dark World, but I don't think that counted towards his...
Yeah, he's also in Homecoming.
He's too. Yeah. There you go. So I'd be surprised if they count, but
yeah, right.
Who bloody knows? Mm-hmm. I thought another option, which they're looking at in the comics, is Hayley Atwell.
Yeah, okay,
Captain America.
Right. Uh-huh. Yeah, okay.
I really like that actress. And
me too.
Obviously, Agent Carter's done. So bring it to the future or whatever and do it like that. I don't think they'll do that. What about... I got some left of center ones here.
Okay.
You ready for this?
Yeah.
What about Emily Van Camp, Sharon Carter?
Oh, so the other Carter.
Yeah. I don't like it.
No, and also she's been in, what was she in? She was in Winter Soldier.
And Civil War.
Yeah.
And I don't think they've got any chemistry. It was weird, right?
Yeah, right.
When they got
and
together.
And also she's related to his lost love,
yeah,
so that's
it's
weird.
Strange. I mean, it's weird in the comics, but it's weirder seeing it in real life.
Yeah.
I mean, fictional, you know what I mean?
right. Uh-huh.
How about this one?
Yes.
You ready for this?
No.
Jon Favreau, you do it a comedy. You make it a happy, you make a happy
nice.
Hogan Captain
happy
America.
Happy America.
Yeah.
Nice.
What do you think of that?
Yes.
They'd never do it.
Swingers, made. He's in a food truck.
Exactly.
Going around America. He's cooking something up in the shield like it's a
brisket.
He's cooking up a brisket in the back of the shield. Yum, yum, yum. Love a brisket.
They won't do it, but...
No.
I think that could work.
Yeah, for sure. Or he has to like road trip Captain America's shield across the country or something.
Nice.
And he's getting into scrapes.
Well, he's always shipping shield tech, isn't he?
Exactly, yeah.
So maybe the Quinjet breaks down and he has to hitchhike.
He has to hoof it. Exactly. Yeah. He meets all the weird characters along the way.
Exactly.
He meets that guy who's a weird space trucker. Yeah. He meets all the weird characters they don't know what to do with, but they own, so they got to use him at some point.
I love it. You could either call it Happy America or Happy's America.
Yeah.
Because he's seeing all of America's.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm a genius.
Yeah, it's very good.
This one is actually a real one. You do a fill-in Captain America in the 40s and 50s. So the real Captain America disappears.
Yeah, right.
Like they did in the comics.
Uh-huh.
And they get a guy to be like, we need a Captain America, so Captain America.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That would work. Mm. So for anybody who doesn't know, Captain America was invented for World War II, and then they continued to use the character throughout, I guess, the late 40s and 50s.
Yeah.
And then when they brought him back in the 60s, they were like, okay, well, we'll retcon this. We'll say the character in the 40s and the 50s was a different guy.
Yeah.
who thought he was Captain America, and now he's crazy.
Because he had the costume.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So they could do that. Yeah, yeah. That would work.
Yeah.
Who do they get, though?
Who do you get? Well, I had a theory before.
John Hamm.
You could do John Hamm.
And he's crazy.
You could get the guy who played, who was Nuke. You couldn't, because that's a different guy.
That's true, yeah.
Obviously. Could you get one of the Howling Commandos, maybe?
Yeah, yeah, maybe.
But they had their own thing going on as well. Like, that's they kind of stuck with that. Mm-hmm. I thought before Winter Soldier that there was a chance that Robert Redford was like the 1970s Captain America.
Yeah, that would be fun.
But he's a Hydra man, so that wouldn't work necessarily. Yeah. But no, I think, again, we always talk about what happened in between.
Could work, though, because we've had a recent storyline in the Marvel comics where Captain America worked for Hydra all along.
Yeah.
So what if you make the one in the 50s or the 70s, it's Robert Redford and he's Captain America and he's working for Hydra?
That's great.
It's too complicated, but throw it in there. Why not?
I would love to see, like, Cap Hydra modern day with Chris Evans.
Yeah, right.
To, like, rest him for 5 years or whatever.
Uh-huh.
Bring him back. Say he's killed in Infinity War. Bring him back, but he's evil.
Exactly.
Like, Red Skull brings him back.
The cube messed with his brain or whatever.
They should absolutely do that. Yeah. So, these are all great ideas. There's not a bad one among
that. That is quite a lot like the Winter Soldier being evil. So.
But that, I think that's an interesting arc as well.
Okay. All right.
Because everyone's like, yay, Captain America's back. Oh, no, he's the worst now, you know? I think that's
There's some free dialogue for you, Marvel. Oh, no, he's the worst now.
You give that to Happy Hogan.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much. But when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
All right. Mason, I know you'd love to. You talk Captain America
Happy's
all
Happy's Hoagies. That's the name of the truck that he's trucking across America. Very good.
I know you'd you could talk this all day, obviously. Happy's Hoagies.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But we're going to talk about something else. Pacific Rim Uprising.
Okay, let's talk
about it. The sequel to 2013's Pacific Rim. Guillermo del Toro made $411 million worldwide. So it didn't do great considering the budget.
Uh-huh.
This one's doing okay. Uh-huh. It's got less of a budget. It's $25 million weekend. It dethroned The King, Black Panther.
Oh, my goodness.
Which I think is more on that Black Panther's been up for 6 weeks.
Yeah, for sure. Absolutely. It had to go eventually.
Yeah. Because $25 million, it's not great. But in China, it did $65
million. Yeah.
So it's going to do $120 worldwide this weekend. So it's doing okay. Mm-hmm. There's not the buzz there was of the first one, obviously.
Would you say there's a lot of pandering to China in this movie?
Yes, I would. Absolutely.
I'll explain it.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, you're right. There's not as much buzz in this one.
But do you think, though, because of that, we should neglect you telling us what the story was, Mason?
Oh, no. Bloody hell. All right.
I'm back.
Oh, he's done it.
I felt that was a lot of pressure on me.
I know, right?
Because I thought I was going to
last week. Failed.
Big time.
I thought it was all over for you asking what the story was generally.
Never.
All right, hang on. Here we go. Okay, so it's 10 years after the original Pacific Rim.
Time jump. But it's only been 5 in real life.
Yeah. Wow.
Wow.
Really make you think.
Nah.
No. Anyway, most of the world's been rebuilt.
Yep.
Except for some of the coastal cities. You'd think you would rebuild some of those because they're nice holiday
destinations. Yeah, but what if monsters come back?
That's a good point.
Yeah.
But they haven't come back.
Yet.
But Idris Elba's kid.
Yeah.
He's a hustler.
He's a hustler. He's a mover, a shaker.
That's right.
I thought he was going to be like a rich kind of frat boy idiot.
Oh, right. Okay.
From the trailers, but he's just squatting in mansions.
Exactly,
and,
yeah.
Yeah.
And then... Then everybody's just chilling out.
Yep.
They're still making Jaegers, the big old robots, even though there hasn't been a kaiju threat in 10 years.
You would, though, wouldn't you?
No.
What are you talking
about?
You sealed
the breach.
Just
take a decade off.
Yeah, but there wasn't always the breach.
Oh, good point,
So before
actually,
the breach, there was no breach, and then there was a breach.
Okay, right. Okay, that's a good point, actually.
It is a great point. It's a great point. Say great point.
So you can edit it in later. Great point, James. Yeah, right, but I'd take some time off.
Yeah.
Anyway, they've rebuilt basically everything, and everything's cool.
Sydney looks great.
Yeah, it did, didn't it? And so did local newscaster, what's-his-face?
Oh, Peter Overton. I wrote that down.
There
we
go.
That was a nice surprise.
Yeah.
It's been 10 years since Peter Overton.
It's amazing Peter Overton wasn't killed in the last movie.
Well, let me find out when the first one was set. Let's find out how old Peter Overton would be.
Oh, that's right, because this is in the future.
This is in the future.
He's looking great.
Yeah.
Didn't even occur to me.
Yeah, let me figure that out. Anyway, you're saying, so they're still doing the Jaeger program.
Yep.
And what has to happen or whatever? What John Boyega has to go into it because he's stealing stuff.
Oh, that's right. He gets caught stealing Jaeger parts because there's a black market for people just building their own Jaegers, I guess.
Okay, the first one's in 2020, so this one's 2030.
Okay.
Which would make Peter Overton.
Okay, if you could look that up. 2030, so that's 12 years in the future.
Yes.
Okay, so how old is he now?
Peter Overton is 51,
so
he's a 63-year-old man.
63, he's looking great for 63.
Yeah, he does look great for 63. Mm. I think he looks good for 51.
That's true, yeah, no, that's...
If we're throwing
true.
That out there.
Mm-hmm, that's true.
Anyway, it's weird they only got Peter Overton. There's no other news people from around the world.
What about but maybe in other countries.
Okay, fair enough.
There's a local newscaster.
They got China's Peter Overton.
Peter Overton, okay, exactly, good. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Should be more of that.
That's right, yeah.
They should have crossed back and forth to each other.
Why didn't we get more pandering?
That's a good question, because our market is small and insignificant.
And
we only got it because they filmed it here for cheap.
That's true. I mean, we did get an entire scene.
And because Brian Naylor's dead, so they had to get Peter Overton.
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah.
Sorry, they could have got Li Lin Chin.
They could have, yeah.
SBS's own Li Lin Chin.
Agreed. They could have got Peter Hitchener.
Could have got Peter Hitchener.
Yeah.
They could have got Aggro.
That sexually aggressive puppet.
Yes.
I don't know if he's a good fit.
They could have got David Tench of David Tench Tonight. Famous animated interviewer.
That's the future though, isn't it?
Yeah.
So that would have made perfect sense.
Yeah.
Do you want to explain that?
No. People can Google David Tench Tonight. And just imagine the majesty of him being in the film Pacific Rim Uprising. Anyway, then what happens then? Then there's trouble brewing.
There's trouble. Yeah. Maybe there's a rogue Jaegers. Maybe there's more monsters.
There's a company that wants to replace all the Jaegers with the drone pilots.
Is that the new nanotechnology now? Replacing
drones.
A thing with drones?
I think it is. And they were like, you can't do nothing without a bloody pilot. It's not it's not right. They don't have the reef. None of these desk jockeys are going to take my role being a bloody Jaeger pilot.
Yeah.
And it's bloody...
Jaeger master.
Oh, drones can be bloody hacked, they say in a movie where... All the Jaegers have constant, there's constant connection and you can see everything that's happening in a Jaeger from
that's
over in
true,
a command
yeah.
center.
Yeah.
Anyway.
You're right.
Anyway.
Can you move your mic a little bit closer, but not too close?
What about here?
Yeah, that's good.
Nice.
Good stuff. Mm. Yeah, so that's the story.
That
isn't
is
it?
The story. Nailed it.
What I did like about this.
You know why? You know how that retelling of the story was so good? Because I had a week off.
Yeah.
I was so fresh.
That's true. And you literally just saw it.
Yeah.
So you're probably going to be swayed by how much you liked it because you just came out of it.
That's probably true.
What did you think of it, though?
I thought it was pretty good.
I didn't mind it.
Yeah.
I think there were
fewer dumb plot
contrivances. A lot of people hate this.
Really?
Yeah.
I think this one is more solid and it feels brisk.
Yes.
Like, it feels like it's a fun, quick action movie. I felt the first one really dragged.
Bit of a slog. I agree.
It was kind of a slog.
It was also very melodramatic. Yeah. And I didn't think the lead or a bunch of the leads were very good, except for Idris Elba.
Yeah. No, you're right.
Yeah.
And there was some excruciating Australian accents.
Boy, was there.
Yeah.
Yeah, because
this one's just got the excruciating Australian accent of Peter Overton.
But he's okay.
Yeah, he's good.
He's our David Tench.
Yeah.
But he, no, because I think getting rid of Riley Beckett, who was the lead of the last one, is he dead?
He must be.
He must be, because they mention him. Yeah. And they're like, remember the greats like Riley Beckett?
Yeah.
What happens? Did he fall out of one or something?
Probably fell out
of
one.
What did he do?
Yeah.
Because all the, he's Jaeger, because I kind of wished I watched the first one.
Yes.
Because there was some stuff that I was kind of like, I didn't really remember it. I think a lot of the reason, though, this movie works for me, it's not brilliant, but I should point that out. It's no game changer.
I would say if I can give a one sentence review, it's a breezy, silly action movie.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's like a better version of the Power Rangers movie.
Yeah, for sure. Much better. I would say it's far, way better than that. Yeah.
Yeah. But
it won't waste your time.
No. What was I going to say? But I realized, and I didn't kind of appreciate this with the first one, I quite like the world and the lore and the established characters that they bring back.
Uh-huh.
Because they bring back Idris Elba's adopted daughter.
Yep.
And I think she's in a pretty effective role for what she's in it. Uh-huh. The two scientists.
Yep. The guy who looks like Crispin Glover, but I don't think he is Crispin Glover.
Okay. It could have done with some Ron Perlman. I'm not going to lie.
He was still alive at the
end of
the
first one. He cut his way out of a fish or whatever.
That's right, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Or a baby monster.
Yep.
Kaiju.
Yeah.
But John Boyega is a much more charismatic lead than
the last guy. Yeah. And of course we get Scott Eastwood as stick up his bum guy who eventually learns to loosen up a little bit.
Yeah.
His most famous role.
From that other one he's in.
Every other movie
he's
in. From
the movie where he's not Paul Walker. From the Fast and Furious.
Fast and Furious.
Mm-hmm. I think they actually worked well together.
Yeah, I agree.
I'm not a huge Scott Eastwood guy.
No one is.
Seems like a nice guy.
His dad certainly isn't. I don't know if that's true.
But no, I thought they played off well each other. Uh-huh. I don't know what the girl's name is, but there's a little Jennifer Lawrence who I thought was quite good.
Yeah, right. Uh-huh.
She's like 14.
She's the sassy. That's the new thing. I think Transformers kicked off.
But she's so much better than what they did with Transformers.
Yeah, right.
Like,
yeah.
And I like Charlie Day and Crispin Glover.
Uh-huh.
I liked Peter Overton. I've written that here.
Yep.
But there's kind of a whole bunch of other teenagers who are in the new Jaeger program who are kind of
instantly forgettable. Agreed. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But
I mean, they're ultimately
there to be stomped.
Some of them are there. You know, it's just some people we're meant to relate to a little bit, and maybe some of them die, and maybe some of them live. Mm. So
exactly. And I don't remember who did what.
Uh-huh.
To be honest,
mm-hmm.
I also got a. I don't think it did scale as well as the first one.
I think it did.
Really?
I think there are some scenes set in... There's some scenes that are set in cities where it's like a side-scrolling action game.
Yes.
You see the kaijus and the Jaegers coming at each other.
Yeah.
And I thought they looked great. Like it looked like men in suits in cardboard backgrounds running at each other, but it looked like it really worked.
Agreed, but I think the first one did a better in terms of weight and scale.
Yeah, okay, right.
But I also can put that down to it's been 10 years, they're just faster. Like the Jaegers are faster.
Yeah, right. Uh-huh.
The Kaiju or whoever are faster. Mm-hmm. I thought the fight scenes in this one mm-hmm. were better than the first one.
I agreed, yeah.
Because there's more weapons and weird shit and lasers and swords.
There's
fewer
wibbly wobbly swords.
Yes, there is.
Yeah.
There's one guy's got two swords.
Yeah.
And that was really cool.
Uh-huh.
I really like the little ball rolly one.
Scrapper.
Yeah.
Mm,
so that one was, because I felt there was a bit more personality in them than from what I remember than the first one.
You know what? I don't think there is more. I don't think they necessarily have personality, these ones.
Just different colors.
They have different colors, but I think they have less irritating personalities.
Okay.
Which I think, like, I watch this one and I'm like, well, okay. I
bet the robots had personality.
No, that's what I mean.
Oh, okay.
I think that because the pilots and the robots are sort of tied together a little bit. Like in the first one, we had there was a Chinese robot and a Russian robot.
One was had a nuclear reactor head or something.
Yeah, and they were, I think they were bigger and bolder
and
more interesting design-wise, but I think the pilots were so thoroughly annoying and weird stereotypes that I like them less. And I think these designs are more generic a little bit.
Yeah, right.
But they felt less like caricatures and more like these are things we're using to kind of get down to business.
I loved the orangey ninja one.
Orangey ninja one was good.
It was a good one,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. I guess this is a slight spoiler, though it's in the trailers. A big part of this movie is robots fighting robots.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I find that infinitely more interesting than fighting kaiju.
Exactly, yeah.
Because there's
the robot jocks effect.
It's the robot jocks
effect. Really, it's really fun to watch.
And there really is this, like, they smash down so many buildings.
Yeah.
And, but because it's so breezy and fun and whatever, I wasn't like, you've killed a million people.
That's
also, there's one moment where you see, I think it's in Japan, some people run into like a tower and it goes underground.
And they're like, it's okay, we've evacuated the whole city.
So I just assume that everybody's probably fine, I guess, but probably not.
There's some office workers.
Yes, there
nearly
are.
Nearly get killed
true.
With a giant,
with
flaming,
a giant
sword.
Flaming sword. But there's moments where there seems to be the damage is completely unnecessary. Like where... like one of them will like fling out a sword and run and it'll just cut through buildings.
Yes, that's
right.
You know what
I mean? Just running through. You're like, you don't need to do that.
No. If anything, that's only going to slow you down.
Correct.
Get it out of the way.
That's it. Mm. But look, I wouldn't say it's... I'm surprised that I thought it was okay considering I didn't have any interest in it and didn't really love the first one.
Yeah. Do you think this is character driven? Do you think this is...
John Boyega charisma driven.
Oh, yeah, for
sure.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's, I guess it's best movie ever.
I think it's best movie ever. It's definitely not the worst movie ever.
Yeah, I think we're probably on the minority on
all
that.
All right, let's talk spoilers in this movie.
Let's talk spoilers. I like they brought back the sister, and I actually felt something when she died.
Me too.
Which was surprising because I don't remember anything about her from the first one except she fought with a stick.
And she was very sad.
Mm-hmm.
And it's interesting because we'd never seen John Boyega's character before.
Yeah.
So, and I think they did the brother-sister dynamic quite well.
Yes.
Given, realistically, they'd never met.
Yeah. Well, they did a good job up top of establishing the relationship where he's a dropout and she's looking out for him and he's like, give me another chance, sis. And she's like, you have to be friends with Scott Eastwood. And he's like, not that fuckwit.
Yeah.
Can I eat ice cream?
Mm.
He does eat ice cream.
He does eat ice cream. That's true. Yeah. He was a bit Dave Lister in that scene.
Yeah, he is a bit Dave
Lister. It was
Lister
and Rimmer all over again. Scott Eastwood's a real Rimmer.
He's a real Rimmer.
Real Arnold Judas Rimmer.
What did you think about them training the recruits and whatever?
I think I tuned out.
Yeah, the recruits aren't great, except for the little Jennifer Lawrence.
Exactly.
Yeah. She's the only one you kind of have.
And
any...
they tried to build up a rivalry with them that was going to be, you know...
Oh, yeah.
There's a rivalry and then they were going
to
work out
the
differences.
I think I went to the toilet during some of that.
Yeah.
How did that get resolved?
I think they just learned to respect each other.
Was there a punch thrown?
Can't remember.
Yeah. Right.
Oh yeah, no. The little one, like MMA is the big one.
Okay.
Yeah. Mm.
Good fun.
Yeah. And then did you see the twist coming that Charlie Day was behind it all along?
I kind of did, but only because I remember thinking that should be a twist of the first one.
Right.
Because they meld, and I'd forgotten this with the kaiju in the first one. And I thought, surely there's got to be some kind of blowback from that.
Yeah, right.
It's very Starship Troopers 3.
Yeah, okay, for
which,
sure,
which
right.
If you've never seen that,
uh-huh.
That monster the brain bug that they captured in the first one, in the third one is brainwashing a general.
In this movie, there is a scene where the recruits train with a disembodied brain.
What? Who was that?
It was called Sarah, I think.
Wasn't Emily or something?
I can't remember. But
okay.
I don't...
Was that someone from the...
I don't know. And who... Did somebody volunteer for this?
Someone should...
But like, my life sucks, but I enjoy being a disembodied brain.
Yeah, I don't know. It must have been a callback.
Yeah, right.
I really should have watched the first one, but I didn't want to.
No, exactly. There you go. This movie's going to suffer a little bit because nobody wants to rewatch the first one. What else?
Yeah, no, I didn't mind that twist. Did you see that coming with the Charlie Days really working for monsters?
No, because
when he got to his apartment, he started talking himself
to his weird brain girlfriend.
But before you saw the brain girlfriend,
I thought maybe something was going to happen, like somebody was cheating on him, like his girlfriend was cheating on him with somebody else. That setup, I think.
Now it felt weird as soon as he walked in the room.
Right, okay,
and the way he was kind of standoffish and
I don't know.
I just thought there was something up with him.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I wasn't 100% sure because I couldn't really remember the first one that it was going to be that, but yeah.
Yeah, okay. Mm. And so ultimately their plan, the precursors, the aliens, their plan was to terraform Earth.
Yes.
Probably could have done that without the monsters, to be honest.
Run a volcano.
Probably could have just gone to the volcano.
Yeah.
Maybe put a hat
Hat
and a trench coat on and just go to the volcano.
They were going through the Pacific Rift to go to the volcano.
Could have put on a trench coat and a hat, is
agreed.
All I'm saying.
Yeah.
On a kaiju.
Where are you going to get
a really big hat and a
really
big
trench
coat?
Where are you going to get a big hat? You're going to bring the hat with you?
Yeah.
None of those guys wore clothing.
No, that's true. And it would have come out really damp as well, I guess.
That's true.
Yeah.
Also, this has been talked about before, but you should just stand your Jaegers over that rift. Like, why are you letting them get the cities?
Yeah, that's true.
Just build your base right next to it.
Yeah, that's true.
Just wait there. Or put a big sword over it.
I was going to say, take the budget for all your Jaegers, build like a big cork.
Yeah. Or build a big, like, cheese grater, and they just slice right through it on the way
in. Right through it, yeah, exactly.
I don't know, man. Yeah. I'm not in it. It seems the most ineffective way is
a
giant
big
robots.
Mouse trap. Snap!
Probably more of a rat trap.
Yeah, yeah.
Because they're more dangerous.
A rabbit trap. A big container of sweet goo.
Yeah.
A sweet goo, and you put it around the breach, and they go back, and the kaiju eat the sweet goo, and they're like, yum, 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 and then they go back to the breach, and then they're poisoned because there was poison in the goo.
But they don't go back in the breach.
No, they'd want to bring the goo back to their friends.
Oh, because that's like that ant-rid stuff. I get you. Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. All right, so sweet...
Sweet
goo.
Yes, correct.
Okay, I'm with you. Yeah. I'm with you.
What
did you think about all the?
And I also think they laid pretty well the idea that the CEO of the Xiao Industries was going to be the villain.
Mm-hmm. But then she was the good guy.
She let her hair down,
even though I don't really.
Didn't buy it?
I didn't even realize it was going to be a main player. I guess.
Yeah, right.
And even at the end, I'm like, couldn't this have been?
Even when she saved the day, you were like, I'm still not sure she's a main player in this.
No, I didn't really feel like that. Did it feel like that for you? Mm. I think that would have been maybe a better role for the sister if she had been alive, because it's somebody you care about, or one of the mad scientists.
Maybe it could have been a case of this was the role for the sister.
Yeah.
But we need some dramatic tension in Act 2, so we'll kill her, and then who else is left?
Yeah.
I guess the CEO of this company.
I guess the CEO.
I guess.
What about Ron Perlman?
What about Crispin Glover?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So Charlie Day, it's also sort of implied that he's still good, but he's been...
manipulated, yes.
So he's very unhappy about what he's having to do
sometimes.
Now,
do you think that people have suggested on Twitter that this is going to be a front runner for this coming year's... Our award for the game being on, a ham-fisted attempt to develop a franchise or the next sequel?
I don't know if it's more the game is on for Tomb Raider.
Yeah, right.
They're both not that game is on. And because it's unclear at this point whether either of these will or will not get sequels. It didn't feel forced in the way that our previous game is on winners.
That's true, because the through line that Charlie Day is crazy is the backbone of this movie. It's the whole premise. So the idea that if he turned crazy right at the end, if he was helping them out the whole way and he helped save the day, and then he's like, but now I'm going to bring more evil, you'd be like, well, why did he save the day in the first place?
Good point. Yeah.
So I don't think... I think maybe Tomb Raider is the front runner at this point.
Yeah.
Not because it was bad
it's
necessarily.
Not a strong winner.
But it was also because I think it was the most pandering.
Yes.
She's like, check out the guns, just like I have in the video game in the previous movies. Look at this. Look at my guns.
I'll take two.
Yep, exactly. Yeah.
And also she had triangle boobs. I don't know if you saw that.
Oh, right.
Very
terrific.
Pandering, Mason.
Very nice.
Yeah. No, but I don't think... It's looking pretty unlikely, I'd imagine. Or maybe, depending, but that we're going to get a sequel to this.
Yes.
But I still wouldn't necessarily say that it felt...
I wouldn't mind one. I'd see more
robots.
Well,
this is what I wanted
robot.
In Independence Day Resurgence. At the end, they're like, we're going to go into space and fight a space battle.
Yeah.
Show me the space battle movie.
Yeah, right.
Jesus.
Yeah, they should have done that right at the start.
Yeah, but this for me, I didn't get to the end and go, oh, I would have preferred the rift travel through and that.
That's true, yeah.
Yeah, I didn't think that. Mm-hmm. So they're going to go through the other world and just smash it to bits.
Nice.
Cool.
Yeah.
I don't remember there being anything stable to stand on. It just looked like a big red squishy
world.
Yeah. But maybe that's where they're all lined up. Maybe outside of that, there's like trees and shit.
Hopefully.
Yeah.
I hope it's, it's just, it looks exactly like Earth.
Mm.
There's just buildings and trees or whatever. It's the same. It's just in reverse.
Great.
Yeah.
Anyway, as far as a Peter Overton film, it's probably his best.
What else has he done?
It's a good question.
He sounds like a guy who should be directing like an Anne of Green Gables. Peter Overton sounds like a,
Do you want me to check?
He sounds like he should be doing a Hayley Atwell period drama on the BBC, directed by Peter Overton.
Peter Overton. All right, let me check his IMDb. Maybe I'll just ask him directly on Twitter. Hey, Peter
Overton. Oh, wait, no, I see what you're saying there. No, I misunderstood that joke. I thought you were saying that he's the director.
No.
I tuned out for a minute.
The director was Stephen S. DeKnight, who did this Daredevil stuff.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Peter Overton's done a bunch of stuff. How about this? He's been Self in 60 Minutes.
Of course.
The TV series In Conversation with Alex Malley. He's Nine Newsreader. He's in the TV series V from 2010.
Oh, with the space reptiles. Can I eat your face?
He's in Cops LAC from 2010.
I remember Cops LAC.
I don't know what that one was.
You've seen Cops LAC. There's a scene in
it. Is that the sniper guy?
No, Cops LAC had a scene where there's only one extra in the background, and he just keeps going
Peter
back
Overton.
And forth. And it, no, it's just an office, and he just keeps going back and forth.
I don't remember that.
Oh, we saw it together.
Did
so
we?
It was incredible.
I don't remember that.
I'm going to get that DVD, and we're going to watch it.
He's also in Rescue Special Ops, a TV series.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
From 2009.
Cops LAC had Brooke Satchwell in it.
Okay. Oh, I know. I remember that one. Mm-hmm. And then he was in the Wolf Creek TV series, which a good friend of the show, Charlie Clawson, is
in
also.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. There you go. So that's probably... quite like Wolf Creek, but it's the best movie that he's been in.
Correct.
Good. Mm-hmm. That's the end of this, isn't it? This
yes, it is.
Oh, I got some reviews here from Jeet says, hey guys, just saw Pacific Rim. I think people can finally stop giving Superman shit over the collateral damage he caused because this was bad. Also, I think we have a winner for a movie in which the game was on award.
Mm.
We will revisit this at the end of the year, obviously.
Oh, absolutely.
We could feel differently.
There's got to be some stuff coming up that is going to be...
I hope so.
Very
I hope this
heavily
isn't
the game is on.
I want something more gamers on than this.
Yeah, for sure.
Could be Venom.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, if we get a Carnage appearance right at the end,
yeah,
then the game is definitely on.
Josh said, a Pacific Rim Uprising was about as good as I expected to be. What do I think the story was? The apocalypse was cancelled, but it tried to reschedule it and humanity had to cancel their reservations again. And now the game is on and humanity is on the offensive. Benjamin says, just came from Pacific Rim Uprising and personally I enjoyed it. Aside from the poorly paced joke and common big act action movie cliches, still I'd give it a 3.5 Jaegers. P.S. I would have given it a 4 out of 5, but the end scene setting up the sequel was shit. So there you go.
Mm.
And that's Pacific Rim Uprising.
Love it.
The film. Mm-hmm. You know what it's time for now?
Oh, it's time for our famous segment, What We Reading?
What We Gonna Read.
Nice.
I'm doing a thing. What are we reading today? Mason, what have you been reading?
The TV show Santa Clarita Diet is back
on
Netflix.
Back.
New season, season 2.
Any good? I like
the first
season.
It's very funny.
Yeah.
I maybe didn't appreciate it when I watched the first season, but definitely in the second one. Mm. Everybody's funny in it. Everybody has a good performance.
Sure.
But especially Timothy Oliphant as a man who is just barely holding on to his sanity at all times.
Yeah, right.
And he's ready to snap.
Yeah.
At all times.
Have you watched it all?
I'm not 100% there. I'm like 5 in, I think.
Great. And there's probably 10, maybe.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I don't
it's a good
know.
Show.
Yeah, I'll definitely get around to that. I enjoy mm-hmm. the first one quite a lot.
Yeah.
How many... Do you think it's as good as the first season?
Yes.
The daughter's quite funny. She's Australian, isn't she?
That's Liv Hewson. Yeah. I know Liv.
What's she like?
She's funny.
I think she's crap.
Wow.
No, I didn't hear that. She's very
brutal.
Nice.
Yes.
She has a good accent.
She does stand-up as well.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Comedian. Good stuff. I watched the first episode of Krypton.
Oh, yes.
Because I heard it was good.
Mm-hmm.
And it was pretty...
No, you heard it was not terrible. That's what you heard.
Maybe. No, I heard it was good. And it's not bad. I will be watching the second episode. There's time travel.
Wow.
They bring in a dude from modern day Earth.
Here's the thing, though.
Go on.
And I've been thinking about this because apparently Brainiac is one of the villains.
Yes.
And I guess he's part of Kryptonian history to some degree.
Yes.
But it seems odd to me that the first thing you do in a series set in the past is introduce modern day characters and existing villains.
Well, like, it seems like there's a situation where this isn't the Brainiac from the past.
Ooh.
This is Brainiac coming back to make sure Superman doesn't.
But that's what I'm saying.
Oh,
like,
okay.
If the most interesting part of your show set in the past is stuff from the present.
Make it in the present.
Make it
I understand.
Present.
I completely agree.
Or come up with, or think of some fun stuff to do in the past.
Yes.
I don't want Superman. I don't want the future of Superman to be involved in this. The first episode of this season.
Okay, fair call. Mm. Fair call. But I think it gives it a more interesting element than what it was initially. But it's also it starts with the House of El gets stripped of its rank and name and all its privileges, and it's basically wiped from Kryptonian history.
Yeah.
And I find that side of it interesting. And then you've got the element of Brainiac's coming. And the Krypton is kind of a mix between the Zack Snyder and there's a little bit of Richard Donner in it.
It's kind of that look.
I quite like it. Like, considering the budget, it's a TV budget, it looks pretty good. I mean, there's a bit of kind of like, we're just in a grey alley. Like,
I was going to say, do you feel like it's a more livable world? Because like the Man of Steel, Krypton, it's just weird platforms and crystals.
Yeah.
And how would you live in it?
Yeah. and pin art and dragonflies that you take to work.
Does it feel like you could? What do people do in this?
Drink. There's like bars and games.
Okay,
and,
nice. All right.
And they make out and stuff. And
nice.
There's the Zods. Nice. The Zods are about. And
okay.
There's some kind of leader. Had he look? Is some kind of weird cult religious leader has taken over Krypton and because like the grandfather of Superman.
Yep.
This is at the very start, so slight spoiler alert. He's put to death because they're like, say that there's nothing else in the universe. And he's like, fuck you.
Oh,
and so they
they
kill him. And
because I guess Kryptonians, the idea, the reason they all die when Krypton explodes, spoiler alert for the final episode, is that they had a space program. They went out into space. They were like, nothing's as interesting
as us,
as where we live. So we come back and then they dismantle their space program kind of thing. So
yeah, that's it.
I guess it's,
because they're dummies.
They're dummies, exactly. In a way, they're all dummies.
It's always been like, hey, and also your planet's going to explode. And they're like, unlikely.
Yeah.
But then it generally happens.
A lot of our pin art says it is not going to explode. So
I don't care how many kung fu moves Russell Crowe can do.
That's
I don't
right.
believe him. Mm. But no, I think, as someone who didn't care about this, and the fact that I'm going to watch another episode is,
but as someone who
surprising.
Loves Superman,
there's yeah,
okay. There's Do we see any Superman stuff?
Yes, you see his cape.
Oh,
the guy brings it. There's a character from the modern day.
Okay, is it Jimmy Olsen?
It's not Jimmy Olsen.
Okay,
but he brings it, and it's kind of dripping away at the bottom. It's like when this cape runs out, Superman's dead.
Oh,
and he's like,
maybe I will give it a go then. It sounds intriguing.
I think I've told you all the key points, but
yeah, you sure have.
But it's
I'll be surprised by none of
checking it. Out. I also bought the game A Way Out, which is a only co-op based prison escape game.
Oh yes,
it's on the PS4.
Who are you playing that with?
I'm going to play with my brother.
Not randos on the internet.
Fuck no.
You could though,
but I won't.
Okay.
And the brother you don't like, just so we're clear.
That's a shame.
The other one doesn't play video games, but yeah, so we're going to give that a go. And
so you haven't played it yet?
No.
How does the co-op work?
It's kind of like Uncharted, but it's like, okay, we're going to go to this prison. You go get the key and I'll go beat up this guard or whatever.
Okay, cool.
I haven't played it. I don't know if that's a specific moment in it. Also, it's not 150 hours. It's like 8. And that is very appealing.
Okay, right.
Me.
So it's not a game where there's an assortment of maps.
No, it's linear.
It's like Prison Break.
It's exactly like, except it's like the 60s or something. So there's no cell phones and rewiring doors. You're just clubbing guards and driving pickup trucks.
Are you wearing a stripy jumpsuit?
I think so.
Nice.
Maybe. I don't know. I don't think so, actually. One of them also has an enormous nose, like too big for a man.
Okay.
They could have scaled it back.
Is it like caricatures or is it
No, that's why it looks weird.
Okay, that's interesting.
Anyway.
Have you played Cuphead?
No.
It looks great.
It does look great. Yeah, I like the art style.
It looks to me like a game that I would find a nightmare to play.
Yes.
So.
It's that bullet hell kind of
yes,
thing.
Yes, exactly. Which I'm on board for about the first 2 minutes.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, this is not for me.
I'm not the kind of person who's like, well, it's like with Dark Souls or whatever. And even though they're great, it's like, you know, if you play 100 hours of this, you'll be really good. I'm like, no, well, I'm not going to do that.
Exactly.
Because I don't have the time.
Mm-hmm.
Let's give it a go. Oh, one more quick thing here.
Yes.
The Lights, Camera podcast. We talked about this before the show, Mason, but it wasn't recorded. We're doing a bit of a team.
So
it
barely counts.
To do a... It's like, well, what have they called it? I know the name. I don't want to take a stab at it for nothing. Oh, yeah. The Avengers Infinity War Death Pool.
Okay.
And I'll link it below, but basically, there's prizes they're going to be giving away. We can't take credit for that, Mason. We're contributing zero prizes.
Mm-hmm.
I've been on the show before a couple of times. I'm sure some may know. They're giving away Marvel merchandise like Funko's action figures and some other stuff to the winner. And the idea is you pick 4 people from Infinity War who are going to die.
Yep.
And if you get and that's all mapped out on this Google form, points and whatnot, like some are worth more than others. If you're
right.
like, well, the Vision's, you know, going to die, but that looks likely, then that's
right,
less
right,
points
right.
or whatever.
Okay.
And the highest score wins. Also, if you pick somebody who doesn't die, even one, you're out.
Okay, I like this.
And
I
the
like
other thing is, what else is there? There was one more thing. If somebody dies and comes back, still counts as a death.
Okay, right, yep.
So I'll link that below. It's a great show worth checking out. And if you want to win some cool things...
That does sound interesting, because that's good, because you have to sort of ride the line of who's worth more. And
exactly.
Kind of like, exactly, you know, right?
It's really well put together. So, yeah, it's a great show.
Pepper Potts, 0 points. We know she's going to die.
Yes, that's right. Is she on here, actually?
Happy Hogan, going to live forever. He's got to trek across the city.
That's true.
Happy's Hogies.
Happy's bloody Hogan's, mate.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, good on Jeff for sending that through. He's a good dude. And you should go on that show, actually, Mason.
Fine.
What are you doing right now?
I'm on this show.
Oh, okay. No, okay.
Yeah. And after this, I'm going to go to sleep.
That's fun.
Yeah. Right here. In your house.
Cool.
I've got my blankie already.
You do, ready to go. What's the time for now?
Oh, it's time for letters, I think.
Yeah.
That's also ready to go.
Yeah.
The classic one was letters, oh letters, we love you. Some letters, they're only a day away. Hang on, they're here right now. We're going to do letters.
If you want to reach the show, hashtag WeeklyPlanetPod on Twitter. We'll read some out. You can also email weeklyplanetpod@gmail.com.
That's correct.
And some of these things will be read out by some of us. Oh, both of us.
This is a letter from Marlon Jean, or Marlon Jean.
Great.
He asks...
like Jean Reno?
Yes.
Like Jean-Claude Van Damme?
All those things.
Good.
He's got a bit of the Jean... He looks like a Jean.
Has he got jaundice?
He's got jaundice, exactly right, yeah. You should, what's the cure for jaundice?
Jaundice?
Yeah.
Something not French.
It's probably true, yeah.
Probably
freedom
like...
fries. Eat some freedom fries, Sean. Anyway, he's wondering if we would consider an episode on Wes Anderson movies.
Oh,
also,
dogs,
would a Wes Anderson superhero movie work?
I've seen, like, people have made fan edits or fan films of, like, what if the X-Men were Wes Anderson or whatever?
Yeah,
I think it could. If you did, like, a weird Legion-style...
Yeah, okay, because a lot of those shows work with a kind of anachronistic...
What if you did Underdog?
No, and also Underdog's been done and was perfected.
That's true.
So why would you bother?
Why mess
what
with
about
the classic?
Fantastic Four?
Yeah,
he's
definitely.
Done Fantastic Mr. Fox.
He
so
has.
Why not Fantastic
it's
Mr.
Own,
Four?
Why not
Fantastic Mr. Comma Reed Richards?
He could use the same puppets.
Exactly.
So
exactly.
What if he did like a?
Let's get Mr. Fox and put some grey in his temples.
That's all you need.
You got Mr. Fantastic.
What if he did like the Avengers pets or whatever, but in stop motion?
Okay. And, yeah. And right. Okay.
But you're talking. I'm assuming we're talking about.
I'm talking live action
stuff.
Yeah.
I think you could definitely do a Fantastic. For Mr. Fox,
what else
really.
Could he break out? He could probably do something modern day as well, maybe?
Yeah.
Something quirky.
Do you think you could... I don't think you could go, hey, make an MCU film.
No.
I think you'd have to go make a weird X-Men film or a lesser known, like an Image property or something like that.
Because he's got that anachronistic style.
Yeah, like a Lumberjanes?
Yeah, okay,
Is
sure.
Is something like that?
That would work.
Maybe work?
May... Ooh... And that's the thing, like, I also feel like it's, everything's quirky and everything's a black comedy.
Yeah, right.
What about Black Hammer?
Oh, yeah.
Wes Anderson.
Okay, yeah.
That could work.
That'd be great.
I guess because it'd kind of have to be throwbacky.
Yeah, well, Black Hammer is throwbacky.
That's true, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Let's say Black Hammer then.
Okay.
And what else is throwbacky? What about Starman, your favorite superhero?
No, because the... I think he is too earnest.
Yeah, right.
I think the stuff set in the past would work, but I think the modern day stuff.
Okay, fair point.
He's too cool and grungy.
Do you do like a slice of life one, like a Ghost World, for example? Like that, something like that would work.
Yeah, right.
But they perfected that in Underdog.
That's very true.
Do you think you go something like that?
Yeah, maybe.
I mean, that's not superhero. Obviously,
yeah, right.
But
yeah. If anyone has suggestions, I would love to hear them.
Please tell
There's got to be something. Patsy Walker.
Okay, cool.
Hellcat.
Yeah, but it's been done.
Yeah,
I think you. It's a shame. That would be a good one.
Yeah.
Yeah, but
and
you
also
do.
Also, you can't throw back to her because
she hasn't
she's
done
not.
It yet.
She wasn't that character. She's,
no.
For anybody who doesn't know, I think we mentioned this before, but on Jessica Jones we have Rachel Evans. What's her name?
Yeah. Oh yeah, the Rachel Woods.
No.
The Australian one.
Yes. She plays Trish Walker who started out in the comic books as Patsy Walker, who was like a teen romance character who eventually became a superhero in the 60s called Hellcat.
It's not the one that I said.
Yeah, right.
Rachel Taylor.
Rachel Taylor. There you go. Australia's Own. So yeah. So that... Yeah. And you can't do Riverdale anymore because that's been done.
It?
Don't know. Maybe like a Man from U.N.C.L.E. kind of situation.
Yeah, right. But that's been done, hasn't it?
That's been done. Get Smart has been done.
That's been done.
60s Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Okay, yeah.
That's my
You've
pick.
You've done it.
1960s Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
I like that.
Everybody's got a flying car.
John there's, Slattery.
So many flying cars.
What's the transition of John, like, when's the John Slattery turning point? Because he's Dominic West, and then
he's... No, he's, what's his face?
Dominic West.
No,
it?
That's...
Not Dominic West, Dominic...
Cooper.
It's
Dominic Cooper, and then he's John Slattery.
And then he's
all
John
sudden.
Slattery with brown hair.
Yeah,
and then he's regular John
Slattery with grey hair. Then he's a weird virtual reality hologram.
When is he a hologram?
In Civil War. Remember? The start.
Is he?
Yeah.
Oh, he is too.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
What fun.
I'm sorry, he's killed by the Winter Soldier, then he's a hologram.
good work, Mason. Yeah,
okay, my pick is a wacky Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. 1960s movie.
I'm going to say one of the things I said earlier, okay, but I can't remember which one.
Nice, all right. But should we do a Wes Anderson episode? Have you seen everything that he's
done? I haven't seen everything. I don't think I've seen Bottle Rocket, but I think I've seen
I've also never
else.
Seen Bottle Rocket, yeah.
And I haven't seen the new one, obviously.
Uh-huh.
But I think I've seen most of it. I really...
I haven't seen
Life Aquatic. I don't
yeah,
think I've
okay.
Seen
I really hated The Royal Tenenbaums when it came out.
I didn't
maybe
like that either. I might need to give that another look in.
Okay, yeah, all right. Okay, let's watch everything
I really
he's ever
like
done.
Fantastic Mr. Fox.
Yep, uh-huh.
Yeah.
And I like the Darjeeling Limited a lot.
Sure.
And The Life Aquatic. So, all right. Okay. We'll get to this.
I watched half of the one in the hotel. And then I think I moved. And then I didn't watch the other half. And now I got to go back and watch the whole thing. But I really liked it from
okay,
what I
cool.
saw. Yeah. Good work,
mm-hmm.
everybody. This was from Scott Sky. Would you rather see David Ayer's original version for Suicide Vision
no.
for Suicide
Whatever
Squad?
Whatever the option is, I'm taking the second one.
Or Zack Snyder's cut of Justice League.
God damn it!
If only I had my lanyard. It's over there. Oh. Or I don't want to see. Oh, there's a third option.
I guess I'm all in.
I don't ever even want to think about DC right now. I'm ready for Infinity War.
Yeah, that one. Yeah.
I think the David Ayer one would just be more people running through alleys with baseball bats. But I would like to see, and even though it doesn't exist, the Zack Snyder, grim, gritty, Justice League sadness. I want to see what he would have done.
Yeah, I kind of do as well.
I don't think it'd be better than what we've got, to be honest. No. But because as you know, we both had fun with it.
Yeah.
But
I just want to see the original version of Justice League with all the dialogue they cut out of the movie. They cut out of the trailer.
Okay, sure, yeah.
I want to see Cyborg say his classic line, "You should probably move." You know, with no affect whatsoever.
Yeah, yeah.
That would be
He's a cyborg, mate. What do you want?
Yes, yeah.
What would you rather him say it like this? "You should probably move." Do you want that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's how I'd do it.
Mm-hmm.
Ernie says, "Hey guys. Since you're both on the little bit older side, like myself..." All right, mate, sort it out.
Steady on. Come on, mate.
Do you remember...
"You're only as young as you feel, and we have a certain youthful exuberance. Look at our hats. Are they pointed forwards? No, they're pointed backwards."
"Every day I look at myself in the mirror and I feel like I look older than the previous day."
Wow.
"And I know that's impossible."
Yeah.
"But is it?"
I mean, it's literally true, but no, I think that's all mental.
Yeah. "Do you remember an 80s kids movie called Monster Squad? The Monster Squad. A kid type of kid in horror types of situation movie, which makes me wonder if you'd like to see any of these 80s kids horror movies remade." I didn't see it. Did you see
it? I also didn't see it.
Yeah.
And I got no love for any of them.
What were the other ones that there was? I remember like Steven Spielberg's Amazing Stories and those kind of, but that was more...
Uh-huh.
I didn't think I remember watching a lot of kids' horror. I remember there was a lot of kids' horror shows, like Goosebumps and that kind of stuff. But I don't remember watching any... Do you remember any 80s horror kids' movies?
Not really, no. I don't think... I mean, horror's never been my thing generally,
yeah, me neither.
So...
So in answer to your tweet...
Nah.
No.
Yes,
to all of it.
Exactly.
We didn't watch
it.
I was hoping you would. I thought you might have known what that was.
No.
Well, I've got a backup tweet though.
Okay, I'm ready.
In case
in place
we
screwed
it,
the pooch on
so
that last
old.
One. Yeah.
And we've forgotten.
Yeah.
Nicholas says, "What is your opinion on Vin Diesel's Riddick franchise? Would be interested to hear your thoughts on both films and the video games." Both films? There's three films
there
though.
There is three
Riddick
films
from
yeah.
Sweden.
Maybe she's not including Pitch Black.
What
did you say, Nicola or Nicholas?
It's Nicholas. Nicklas.
Okay, that's for him for sure.
He's
possibly not including Pitch Black.
That's true.
Even though now it's the Chronicles of Riddick Pitch Black.
But I kind of like them all, I think.
I kind of do too. I think if we'd seen more.
Yeah.
I think I would like the universe more as a whole.
Yeah, right.
But I think given that we've only seen three.
Yeah.
I think they're a little
and the
bit,
video games.
They drag a little, I feel.
Yeah, right.
There's the last one, he's just escaping from that world for like 2 hours.
Well, in the first one, he was escaping from that world
exactly.
for 2 hours.
Exactly. But in the middle, we get the weird one where he fights the underworld undead fleet of things. Remember? That was
fun. Yeah.
I like the character. I like the idea.
I like the character.
I mean, he's too...
He's kind of ridiculous. I mean, he's more... Yeah, thank you. He's more... He becomes more ridiculous, especially in the third one where he... A lesbian has sex with him because he's so great or whatever.
Uh-huh.
But he's kind of... He feels way less dangerous now. It's more of a kind of a joke than it was
That's felt, true, yeah.
Because I didn't really know Vin Diesel in the first one.
Yeah.
And he's a bit leaner, a bit meaner.
Uh-huh.
But in the third one, it's kind of a... It's kind of like,
yeah, and I exactly, and I think the badassery of the character is tipped beyond parody. I don't know where it is anymore.
Yeah, right, yeah.
Kind of thing. I don't know. I would see another one.
Yeah. I would too.
Make it weirder, though. Don't trap him on another planet. Give us another weird underverse.
But that
thing
one was really expensive, the underworld one.
Yeah, I'm not surprised.
Mm.
Pretty good, though.
Pretty good, though. Yeah. I really liked the first one, especially when I first saw it.
Yeah.
It's aliens, but it's dark.
Mm. But I also much prefer the idea of him being an underdog. Like, remember in the middle one where it turns out he has ultimate powers?
Yeah,
he's
the king of whatever.
Yeah.
But in the third one, he's not the king.
Carl tap the powers out.
Boot.
And
boot.
Just
I think
have
he
him,
did tap him out.
He did, yeah. But continue in that vein. Just give him, just be this guy who is dangerous, but he's got the whole universe against him. I think that's fun.
Those games, or particularly the first one, which I've never played, was really well loved for like hand-to-hand and stealth mechanics first person.
Uh-huh.
But I've never... And they
probably stab a guy in the neck.
Stab a guy in the neck, yeah.
Yeah,
he's
nice.
A cup to kill or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And remember, sometimes he's got a CGI dog in some of them.
Mm. And sometimes he gets his eyes, he gets night vision eyes because of back alley surgery. And sometimes he gets glow in the dark eyes because he's the last of a magical race of magical elf people or something.
Which
I've
is
forgotten.
It?
I don't know.
Okay,
I'd prefer to be the back alley surgery one. But
didn't he get him from a dog? Because the dogs had the same eyes?
What?
Because there goes into that prison in the second one.
Yes.
I think it's the second one. And there's a dog in there that has his eyes. It's like a crystal dog or something.
So in the game, in the first movie, it's implied that they're like back alley modifications.
Mm.
And in the game, he gets them in prison.
Right, okay.
But in the second movie, it turns out it's his race.
He's an elf.
Gives him the powers, yes. Because he's a magical egg elf.
Is an elf. You're going to say magical egg?
Yeah, magical egg elf. Yeah.
Anything else?
No, but I'd like to see another one. Here's another letter. This is from Josh R.S.
All right.
We asked a while back, what does a producer do?
Oh, yeah.
He's produced two micro-budget British films this past year.
Cool.
He handled casting, locations, helping craft the script, communicate with the funders, take work off the director so they can concentrate on the performance of the actors and concentrate on the scene.
Makes sense.
In bigger production, a producer will manage people in charge of those departments.
Yes, yes.
Executive producers are funders or a name attached to sell the film.
Okay, cool.
There you go. John Boyega, producer on Pacific Rim Uprising.
Oh, very good.
Mm-hmm.
What were those
Thank
movies
you,
called? What were those movies called?
He doesn't say.
Okay. Then who's to say what That's they
right.
are? How
are I'm going to assume a Fawlty Towers remake and a Some Mothers Do Have 'Em remake.
Oh, my two favorite things.
That's right. Yep.
All right, I think that's the show, Mason.
It sure is.
Bring us home.
Okay, if you want to, thanks for listening.
Yeah.
If you want to listen, continue to
you
do
have.
So. We give you permission to listen.
Yes.
Thanks to everybody for listening and subscribing, telling a friend.
Telling,
it's real
yeah.
cool. Nobody has told a host of a major politics podcast this week, but maybe next week.
Yeah, please.
I mean, the standard has been set.
Correct.
So if you could. If you'd like to support the show, you can go to patreon.com/MrSundayMovies if you want to chuck in a buck.
Please do.
Anything you wouldn't miss, just you want to sling us that a month, that'd be really appreciated.
Yeah, that'd be great.
You go to patreon.com/MrSundayMovies.
Yep.
You can also go to the Amazon affiliate link in our episode description if you want.
Yeah.
You can click on that and buy your regular Amazon shop. That would help us out.
It would.
Other things. Thank you to The Brute and The Basilisk and Rackham for all our themes.
The bloody Planet Broadcasting Great Mates thing.
That's right. If you want to vote on that, if you want to change the game, it looks like I'm doing a Q&A this week. But if you want to change it up, if you want to make Claire do one, you can do that.
She's quite sick at the moment, so that would be great.
That would really help. Just, yep. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What else? We got some t-shirts on tpublic.com.
Yep.
Just search Weekly Planet. They're on there.
All that's linked below.
All sorts of great designs.
You can check that out.
Got a live show coming up
in
Melbourne. Don't forget that's coming up. Maybe if you want to tweet me and remind me on the day, because I might forget and do something else.
Because I'm not going to tell you. I'm going to take all the glory if you're
that's
not
right,
there.
That's right, you are. Yeah. Would you text me like 5 minutes before the show and see what happens if I'm not there?
I probably would.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm hoping to be there a little bit before 5 minutes, maybe like 10 to 15.
Yeah, cool, nice.
See what happens.
Yeah.
Also, as we mentioned this before, but there's the tickets are sold out for people who's coming. It's sitting and standing room, and it's first in, best dressed for that room.
Oh, right.
You've
so
been
if
there
you,
before, right?
Yeah, totally. So if you want a seat, and you've got a ticket already, if you want a seat, get in early.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I'll probably be there early if you want to say hi.
I won't.
Wow.
You'll have to text me, Mason, 5 minutes before the show.
Okay, then, fine.
All right. That's the fun. Now, let us know what you think of Ready Player One as well.
Oh, yeah, that'd be good. Yeah. And we can, because we're talking about that next week.
Hooray.
And then never again.
And then never again.
Until Ready Player Two?
Talk about that next week.
Yeah, okay, nice.
Thanks for listening, guys.
Grab that gem, you guys. We'll see you next week.
Goodbye.
Ready Player One.
Yeah.
Ready Player Fun. For the most part. Yeah, Ready Player Fine.
Ready Player Bum.
Ready Player... Yep, okay, good. I was going to think of another one, but you've...
I've got the best one.
Yeah, you've got the best one. Yeah.
This podcast is part of the Planet Broadcasting Network.
Visit planetbroadcasting.com for more podcasts from our great mates.
I mean, if you want. It's up to you.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.